Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is Monday, the 23rd day of February 2009, and we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Coming up 2 hours from now, we have the gentleman last week who got pulled over by a police officer, detained, and had a bumper sticker saying, "Abort Obama, not babies," obviously saying, "Get him out of office so he won't push infanticide." He's the only Democrat in the Senate who actually pushed for babies to be allowed to be killed after they're born. That is on record. And so we're going to be talking to him coming up in a few hours. Also, we've had a lot of dirty tricks being played on us that I don't want to spend time on air because, you know, we have work to do, people to warn, news to cover, films to make. But I've seen some press reports about Obama people attacking cars that have Second Amendment bumper stickers or Republican bumper stickers or anti-Obama stickers. And then I was made aware of the Obama Forum, and this is one of the places that's had to pull some of their previous material where they would post some of the things that some Obama supporters had done to people. And just last week I told my guys to go to the Wayback Machine or one of the archives sites and pull some of the things that they've been doing and saying. But the Obama Forum, which is quite large, it's, quote, grassroots action, is calling for the shutdown of this radio show, and they go through dirty tricks that they're going to use to do it. Listen, guys, if you were ever successful in actually hurting me, you would be assured of being sued. I have sued 4 people. I've won every time. I'm not litigious, but if I go to war with you legally, I'm going to win. Because I'll file 3 simultaneous lawsuits on 3 different issues, and they'll all be, the lawyers will be directed by me, and I've studied libel in depth, and I will defeat you. Because the very definition of libel, you will always be convicted of it. You will always be found guilty civilly of it, is trying to lie about someone to hurt them, to hurt their political speech or financially. But I know, people that mess with me never listen. They just have to find out for themselves. And number one, you're not going to be successful. But if you are successful in any forms of terrorism, financial terrorism, or anything along those lines, I will own you. I will have a judgment on your house. I will have a judgment on your car. I will get a judgment on you. Now, I'm so busy with other issues that I'm not going to focus too much on this. It's just, remember the newscast out of Missouri and Illinois and several other states that we played here on air? People couldn't believe it, where the police were on the news and prosecutors saying, if you talk bad about Obama, we'll decide if it's a lie or not and prosecute you. So I want that in the article that Paul Watson or Steve Watson or Kurt Nimmo, one of our guys, does about this report. Because we suspected these guys, this group, the Obama Forum or one like it, for some of the other things that have been going on around here. But we appreciate them coming out in the open with this because that'll really, really help us in court. Now, I understand you guys are very proud of Obama saying the secret arrests will continue and the people at the camps have no rights. That was AP this weekend. Or is protecting George Bush with all the criminal emails, blocking those being released, or expanding the wars. I understand you like the fact he's appointed nothing but lobbyists. I understand that. I understand your foundation funded. But we're going to cover this and a lot more when we get back. Also, new developments with the Iowa martial law drill. Stay with us.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth in 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 23rd day of February 2009. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours. I didn't intend this show today to turn into an example of the Obamanoids trying to ban free speech in the United States. They've introduced bills that would effectively ban many forms of speech and let federal boards decide what is arrestable and what isn't, an end to the First Amendment. They're moving to set up Internet 2 to shut down the old web. Mainstream news is announcing that but saying how great it is. The head of Homeland Security and others are talking about trying to pass the Violent Radicalization Act, where, again, a federal board will decide what speech to ban, what speech to allow. The FCC is moving publicly, and scores of senators and the White House are calling for the, quote, reinstatement of the fairness doctrine, not just over talk radio, but over newspapers and the Internet. That is all happening right now. Meanwhile, when people see what Obama supporters are doing, they have trouble believing that it's actually happening. Remember back during the last 2 months of the campaign when Illinois, Missouri, Vermont, and a few other places had people being arrested for criticizing Obama? In fact, we have videos of huge public demonstrations for him that were non-permitted, and a few people come out and start speaking out peacefully against Obama, and the police tell them, leave or we're going to arrest you. We have all these prosecutors and police in newscasts saying, no, it's true. If you criticize Obama, we will decide if it's a lie or not, and we will have you arrested. I mean, this is really going on, and now he's president. And I had trouble believing Webster Tarpley when he said it would get this bad, but I guess he's right, so I'm going to try to get him to pop in on the show today. Remember, Webster Tarpley is now being called a right-wing fascist. This is the guy that wrote the unauthorized biography of George H.W. Bush and could only be called what I would call a progressive. I mean, he believes in big government. He does not like Barack Obama. But the point is, they've been doing little dirty tricks to him and others. And now we have all these Obama sites, like the Obama Forum, calling for dirty tricks and to shut my sites down and a lot more. And they say that they're filing complaints with the federal government to have our sites shut down. And they're these are serious posts. These are forum moderators and some of the main honchos over at the Obama Forum. They say they want Campaign for Liberty, Ron Paul forums, John Birch Society, Lou Rockwell, Libertarian Party, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. And they're not joking around about this. And they go on the sites and also post all the other forms of harassment they're meeting out to the general public. Just absolutely un-American, and what we'd expect to see in Germany back in the early 40s and late 30s and in Russia. And they don't want to hear about how Obama lied and appointed nothing but lobbyists, or how he doesn't let people read the bills when he promised he would, or how he's increasing the troops, or how he's expanding the secret arrest and torture. I mean, that was in the Associated Press this week, that the Supreme Court had ruled that they had to give people constitutional protections in the Geneva Convention, in the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan and in bases in Iraq and other ghost sites around the world. And Obama put in an executive directive over the weekend, actually Friday, saying that this will not be followed. We're following the Bush Doctrine. And I was downtown Thursday interviewing Obama supporters to get a few more little comments for the Obama Deception film, which will be done by the end of the week. And, you know, they just don't care, ladies and gentlemen. They just don't care. They want censorship, and they want it now. I was down there talking to these people, and I would list all the things he's done, all the lies. And they just didn't want to hear it. They just don't care. It was just like George Bush supporters when he was busy butchering the Bill of Rights and Constitution, following the exact same agenda, because these men are just front puppets, and they don't care. And, you know, a lot of people last year when it came out in the news that police were threatening to arrest people that criticized Obama, they couldn't believe it, and they accused us of it being a hoax. And then the police went on the news, and the prosecutors went on the news and said, no, we are going to arrest you. In fact, I want to play that again. I know Paul Watson did an article on it that has the YouTube clip of the news of the different newscast. Let's pull that up. Officials to arrest those criticizing Obama. Google that for me and pull up a YouTube on that, because I mean, it's kind of like when we had the press reports of how they were hiring 26,000 preachers to covertly go under FEMA control to teach their flocks to hand in their guns and go into FEMA camps, and nobody believed it, even when we had the secret documents with FEMA phone numbers on it, and then it came out in the mainstream news. But it is hard to believe that the Obama Forum and a bunch of these other forums are serious. I mean, one wants to believe they're a hoax or a joke, but regardless, people are taking this stuff serious, and things are being done to this operation. So we will go over that here on the broadcast today. And we know what happened to Chip Harrison. Pulled over for anti-Obama sign on car, sign confiscated, later returned. Secret Service paid him a visit and asked him to look around his house to see if he was part of a hate group. I mean, that's the Daily Oklahoman. That happened. He's coming on in an hour and 45 minutes here on the show. You know, I remember a year ago talking about how Obama supporters were planning to reinstate the Fairness Doctrine, restrict free speech. People said, oh, that's not true. That's not happening. Now it's in the New York Times, the Washington Post, saying, oh, yes, we need to reinstate it. And they've lined up all these senators and House members, and they've got editorials and major publications everywhere saying, ban people's show like mine. So it is happening. Ladies and gentlemen, it is real. This is a real situation that we are facing. In other news, remember last Friday I had a Lieutenant Colonel on the show. The spokesman for the National Guard, now federalized in Iowa. And he admitted that, yes, the Iowa National Guard was in New Orleans for the gun confiscation. But he went on to say that he didn't think they'd ever have to be given that order, but it depended on the situation in the country to see what they would do. And in the local press report compiled via an interview with the military, they said, yeah, we're going to lock down the town of Arcadia in Iowa and another town, and we're going to practice taking the town over and go door to door and ask people about what type of weapons they have, and, you know, do they know where weapons dealers are? And then I have all these other reports about Marine Corps and Army drills around the nation where they say in the reports, well, this could be for the U.S. or this could be for overseas. And, you know, we've got the helicopters and the armored vehicles in here so that our forces get familiarized with the area. In fact, that's in an article Paul Watson wrote today that we'll get to in a moment. But National Guard scraps plans to invade rural town. This operation could be pretty intrusive to people. That's the WorldNet Daily headline from Friday evening when they picked up on the story. Following publicized reports that the Army National Guard was planning a military training exercise in the streets of the rural Iowa town, the commanding officers have called off the mock invasion. The Guard had planned a four-day urban military operation in the tiny Arcadia, Iowa population, 443, sending troops to take over the town and search door-to-door for a suspected weapons dealer. The exercise was designed as a mock scenario to give soldiers the skills needed for deployment in an urban environment, and military officials stress that only households that consented to be part of the drill would be searched. Yeah, they said they'd go to your door and ask if it was okay if they searched, and that they would set up checkpoints blocking in the town. And then they have real towns in places like Arkansas where the entire town is, quote, under martial law. That's the police chief. This has been on CNN. And that they search everyone 24 hours a day when they try to leave their neighborhood. See, this is happening everywhere, ladies and gentlemen. It was important for us to gain the trust and confidence of the residents of Arcadia, Sergeant Mike Knotts, Readiness NCO for Alpha Company, told Carroll's Daily Times Herald. We will need to identify individuals that are willing to assist us in training by allowing us to search their homes and vehicles to participate in role-playing. To acclimate them for gun confiscation, by the way, to train the troops, it's okay. We really want to get as much information out there as possible, Knotts continued, because this operation could be pretty intrusive to the people of Arcadia. That's a quote. This is going to be pretty intrusive. Military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood, who we interviewed, however, told WorldNet Daily the operation has now been scaled back. See, first we were told Friday it was canceled later in the day, and then I said to my people, no, they'll say it'll be scaled back, and then, of course, that was announced. And no longer involves an invasion of Arcadia. They're going to be there, folks, watch. And while Hapgood confirmed that the Guard had been inundated with objections from citizens concerned that soldiers patrolling the streets of American town, he said that most came from people out of state and unfamiliar with the operation. Iowans, he explained, oh yeah, I'm unfamiliar with the operation. Iowans, he explained, typically cooperate with the Guard. The change in plans was based on troop evaluation, he said, not public outcry. Oh, I mean, folks, do you like being talked to like that? I mean, do you really believe they scaled it back because of troop evaluation, not public outcry? Higher headquarters leadership, Hapgood told WorldNet Daily, given the unit's status of training proficiency, made a decision to scale back the exercise. We'll get more into this and then Paul Watson's article up on PrisonPlanet.com. Urban warfare drills linked to coming economic rage. Stay with us.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas, February 23rd, 2009. Gold, $984.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $1,012.35, $506.18 for half, $253.09 for quarter. That's $1,012.35, $506.18, and $253.09. We all want liberty. Some give their lives for it, a price that cannot be taken for granted. We forfeit bites and pieces of our freedom for what? February 28th, Minnesota Campaign for Liberty will host Tom Woods, best-selling author of The Meltdown, Professor Butler, author of Trade on the Great Depression, and Bill Butler to cover monetary policy. This workshop will empower you to be effective at meetings and conversations. With advanced discounts, the cost is $20, a small price for liberty. Go to MNC, the number 4L.com. That's MNC4L.com. Become a part of the solution. Go to MNC4L.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, 12 noon to 4 p.m. Eastern. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. So listen to what Lieutenant Colonel Hapgood, who we interviewed Friday, told WorldNet Daily. Iowans, he explained, typically cooperate with the Guard. Oh, in the mock gun confiscation drills. The change in plans to scale back the operation was based on troop evaluation, he said, not public outcry. I mean, how insulting is that to your intelligence? But see, when you know how they operate, you know it's deception. And for those that care about our military, and much of my family's in the military, I know we've had a good military in the past, you should be angry about this and be saying no to this so the globalists can't turn our military into a thug force like they are in North Korea or Mexico or Russia today. Higher headquarters leadership, Hapgood told WorldNet Dailies, given the unit's status of training proficiency, made a decision to scale back the exercise. But when they separately talked to military spokesman Sergeant Mike Knotts, readiness NCO for Alpha Company, he said, we will need to identify individuals that are willing to assist us in training by allowing us to search their homes and vehicles and to participate in role-playing. We really want to get as much information out there as possible, Knotts continued, because this operation could be pretty intrusive to the people of Arcadia. And that's why it's being scaled back. Not because, oh, suddenly, we don't have the troops to do it now, we just decided. Knotts described the original operation to the Herald as set to begin Thursday, April 2nd, with reconnaissance and exploratory patrols. On April 4th, convoys would be deployed from the armory in Carroll to nearby Arcadia, where soldiers would knock on doors showing a picture of the invented arms dealer. Now, folks, we've got footage in my film Police State 2000. Of course, the Marines and Army training to confiscate guns with role players screaming, I'm an American, please know not the camp, and mock interrogations where they say, I'm an American, and they're asking, where are you from? Oh, I'm from San Francisco. Then we have footage in Hebron, Maryland. This is in 1998, where the Marines walk over to citizens from the town and tell them turn their cameras off, with the police chief in tow ordering them around. And then they got video of 10 to 13-year-old children in white T-shirts on bikes being told by the Marines to look for the gun dealers and to report who's got guns in their houses. And it was all being done as if this was for the United States. And then, of course, we have the 29 Palm survey. Will you fire on U.S. citizens if ordered to during gun confiscation? And then now the Pentagon admits they're preparing the Marines and the Army to patrol America and, quote, deal with insurrection and rebellion. John Warner Defense Authorization Act, PDD 51, the new Pentagon directives, Army Times, Washington Post. You know, people are still calling and emailing me saying, oh, Alex, they're not training for that. Oh, this isn't happening. Cut out your conspiracy theories. And I'm sorry, who do you stand with, the Second Amendment, or do you stand with the military that's been taken over by the globalist? I talk to the military, and they hope that you, as civilians, will yell and scream and make a stink out of this politically, which is your job and duty, so that they're not put in this treasonous position. And I'll tell you this, the American people are just as treasonous for sitting on their hind ends and letting this country turn into this. You want to know whose fault this is? Look in the mirror, all of us, myself included. Look in the mirror. You want to blame the police? You want to blame the military? You want to blame the federal government? And certainly, if the federal government's directing all this and totally criminal. But in the final equation, it's our job to stop this. And it doesn't matter what it takes politically. If we take action and educate the public and say no to this, there's no army on earth that can dominate the U.S. and bring us into a socialist tyranny. One of the techniques we use in today's political environment is to cordon and knock, Knotts explained, the sergeant. We ask for the head of the household, get permission to search, then have them open their doors and cupboards. The homeowner maintains control. That's doublespeak. You're not under control. They're under control. We peer over their shoulder, and the soldier uses the homeowner's body language and position to protect him from the homeowner. That's what that means. The planned drill has also included overheard supervision from a Blackwater helicopter, overhead supervision from a Black Hawk helicopter, crowd control measures, and simulated extraction of injured people, culminating in the capture of the arms dealer. You know, the feds are paying for drills all over the country with local police, as the AP covered in Michigan, where they call the middle school students out, blow up a bus in front of them with flashbangs, smoke it out. In some cases here in Texas, actually catch the cars on fire and then tell the children, we're going to kill you. We're homeschoolers, and brainwash them against the Second Amendment and homeschoolers. I'm not kidding. And the kids don't even know what's going to happen. It traumatizes them. We'll talk about that when we get back, and a lot more of what's happening with the economy.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Big John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John, Big John, Big Bad John.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up next hour, I'm going to have Webster Tarpley pop in and talk about the type of censorship and fairness doctrine being pushed, as well as the attack on Internet too. And we're looking for the YouTube clips of all the different newscasts that aired back in October of last year, where the police would go on the news and prosecutors would go on the news in Illinois and Missouri and other states and say, if you criticize Obama, we're going to arrest you. And guess what? The videos have been taken down, but we're going to find them. In fact, John, you recorded that at the time. So try to find that. Criticizing Obama, you'll be arrested, I believe is the name of the clip, because I want to play that to document it on record coming up next hour. Missouri Governor, RNC Obama campaign has stench of police state. Now, this was in the Kansas City Star and other publications, so you can pull up the mainstream news articles about it. We first reported this here before it was even on the news, because we have several affiliates in the great state of Missouri and people couldn't believe it. But that is coming up later. We're going to find that and play it. Now, Paul Watson has done a story that's up on PrisonPlanet.com. Urban warfare drills linked to coming economic rage. Now, he's quoting mainstream news. Here's the Mail online British newspaper. Police fear mass protest and a summer of rage in response to economic crises. And you'd be hiding under a rock if you haven't seen all the world leaders saying we're going to have riots, we're going to have economic collapse, we're going to have, you know, civil insurrection like they've had basically in Iceland with the government falling. Over the weekend, several Eastern European governments fell. We'll get into that. And last week, Zbigniew Brzezinski on MSNBC, I never got around to playing the clip, but we did post it on the sites. Maybe we'll play part of that. John, cue that up from Friday, please. But it ties into all of this. Urban warfare drills linked to coming economic rage. Paul Joseph Watson. Urban warfare training drills are taking place across the country as top analysts, as well as officials, predict a potential summer of rage across Europe and America as civil unrest from economic fallout builds. Earlier this month, 150 U.S. troops from the U.S. Special Operations Command whizzed around the streets of New Orleans in military helicopters and even dropped bombs. That's a mainstream news story we have a link to there, in what officials described as a training event. An Iowa National Guard training exercise in Arcadia, Iowa, scheduled for April, was originally billed as a, quote, invasion before public opposition caused the drill to be scaled back. They're not going to scale it back. The exercise included guard troops patrolling streets, searching homes, and confiscating firearms. No less than 2,200 U.S. Marines were also involved in urban operations training in Richmond, Virginia. We have a link to the mainstream article and photos there. Throughout January, drills that involved landing troops in populated areas and allowing military pilots, this is a quote, to familiarize themselves with the area. Military choppers hovered precariously low over parking lots as citizens were acclimated to seeing active duty military assets carry out their activities. Watch a clip filmed by a startled Richmond resident who wasn't even aware that Marines were conducting drills due to scant forth warning on behalf of authorities and the media. We have a video clip right there. Are such drills really for the purpose of preparing troops for foreign combat zones? Undoubtedly. But other factors indicate that the drills may very well be aimed at preparing troops for dealing with mass civil unrest and economic crisis worsens. Well, I mean, the Pentagon said that, Paul. People say we exaggerate. We actually hold back. It's worse than Paul's writing here. There's no question that U.S. authorities have been closely observing riots that have toppled governments in Iceland and Latvia and also threatened to do so in several other European countries. The fact that they have contingency plans in place to deal with such scenarios should they unfold in America cannot be disputed. Yeah, I have articles today of mainstream news about Mexico already collapsing. It's basically collapsing right now. Mexico, folks, 100 million people south of the border. They have put Homeland Security and a National Guard on the Texas border. I was getting rumors of this Thursday and Friday. It's now come out in mainstream news, as well as the what's the Times magazine down in El Paso Times, that they are standing by to close the southern border. So that is confirmed. For everybody wondering about that, that's confirmed. Meanwhile, millions of dollars that were set aside as part of the so-called bailout have in fact been handed over to local police departments and spent on military tools like armored vehicles, unmanned aerial surveillance drones, and high-powered firearms for SWAT teams. You know, like semi-automatic 50 cals. In addition, with many predicting that Mexico is on the verge of collapse as a result of the economic crisis and the out-of-control drug war, Texas officials have already established contingency plans to deal with the influx of immigrants, a program that would only address law enforcement concerns and not humanitarian needs. H.R. 645, otherwise known as the National Emergency Centers Establishment Act, would mandate the expansion of FEMA detention camps, which would likely be used to detain illegal immigrants as well as rioting American citizens. Well, they've said that's what they're for. The prospect of widespread rioting at some stage this year is a scenario feared by many. Police in the UK are preparing for a summer of rage as mass protest against the mishandling of the economic crisis by government. The U.S. Army War College in November released a white paper called Known Unknowns, Unconventional Strategic Shocks in Defense Strategy Development. The report warned that the military must be prepared for a, quote, violent strategic dislocation inside the United States, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance. Oh, you don't want to lose your farm and ranch? You don't want to have your children conscripted to have an Iranian war? Oh, I'm going to read that again. Violent strategic dislocation inside the United States, these are quotes, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance. None of us want to go have a fight with the military or the police. But you're putting people in a position where they will fight back. I mean, I wouldn't want your job, military or police. I mean, I'm telling you, not stick your hand in a rattlesnake hole. I'm your friend. I mean, the foreign bankers have hijacked us like I told you they were going to do. And this is what follows, tyranny, which could be provoked by unforeseen economic collapse, purposeful domestic resistance, pervasive public health emergencies, or loss of functioning political and legal order. The widespread civil violence, the document said, would force the defense establishment to reiterate and reorient priorities in extremes to defend basic domestic order and human security. See, they're creating a global crisis which will sell the public on military occupation. It will look reasonable as the borders are being overrun, as things are collapsing. And there's a very good chance this is already underway. Well, I mean, we got 30 million illegals that have poured across in the last decade. Of course, it's already underway. But numerous other public figures, including Senator Christopher Dodd, leading economist Nobel, Norel Robini, top trend forecaster Gerald Celente, the head of the International Monetary Fund, the head of the World Trade Organization, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, former National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, and director of the National Intelligence, Dennis C. Blair, have all warned of coming civil unrest and global instability. Paul Watson has just written an incredible article here. Considering the expectancy for riots, it would be naive to dismiss the notion that the increasing amount of urban warfare drills taking place across the U.S. are not at least partially to prepare troops to undertake law enforcement duties should civil unrest as a consequence of the economic fallout threaten a collapse in social order. You know, when I had that Lieutenant Colonel on, Greg Hapgood, Friday, I was really interrogating him, and I had such an in-depth knowledge of their operations from decades of study that I can tell you, A, he is a patriot. The man loves this country and bleeds red, white, and blue. He began to break down, and you could hear him start crying. If you listen carefully on air, he had to hold back crying because he did not like having to deceive the people, and he was deceiving. And he's been told everything's going to collapse and he's got to do this. And he is very upset. He's thinking about granddaddy sitting him on his knee and saying, son, a time's going to come when they're going to come after these shotguns and rifles. Every good grandfather told their grandson that. And you've got to resist it when that time comes. And that's why he started cracking up. I was in his mind at that time, basically. I've studied this so much. And that's why he began, listen, I'm not good, because he was about to break down and join the Republic. He was inches away. And that's why this is going to fail, ladies and gentlemen. All this preparation, all this propaganda the New World Order has done isn't going to fly. It is not going to work. But I assure you, they're going to bring this country into the depths of breakdown and insanity and danger to try to break your will, police and military, to sell you on going along with this. But it's not just an intellectual issue or a historical issue. Search your gut. Search your instincts. Search your soul. And you know I'm telling you the truth. And you know we're on record. You know, there is an internal debate in the alternative media, and it's a public debate, but it's also an internal debate, about whether this economic collapse was planned and organized by design. Ladies and gentlemen, let the debate end here and now, okay? Let that debate end here and now. I'm not tooting my horn. I do 5 or 6 hours of research a day from source government documents. I was up here last night doing it. I understand their operations. I've seen what the IMF and World Bank and the Anglo-American Empire have done in hundreds of third world countries in the last century. I've read their handbooks, their army field manuals. We've posted them all. State Department Memorandum 200, CIA Directive Memorandum 200, all of it. And so it is not my opinion when I tell you this is staged. It is absolute, incontrovertible fact. It is a guarantee 110%. Now, let me just break this down briefly so there's no more denial about this. Number one, we've been on record for at least a decade saying that the banks were going to pop the derivatives bubble they were creating through the fractional reserve system, that they were getting everybody in debt by design like a third world nation to bring us down so that then we would accept the New World Order. Why did I say that? Because the Trilateral Commission documents, the Club of Rome documents, the Council on Foreign Relations documents, all of these globalist groups said that they wanted to get everybody in debt and leverage to the hilt and then implode the world economy to have global bankruptcy, to globally reorganize the world under bankruptcy clauses where the private banks that engineered it and designed it rule the planet. And that they would then announce a new bank of the world with dictatorial power over every nation state. That has now all been announced. That is, we are now in the process of this happening. You are in it. We are all in it together right now. I mean, it's on record that the IMF and World Bank take U.S. taxpayer money that's never paid back to us. They call it aid, and people gripe and complain about hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars of IMF and World Bank loans. The United States puts in, on average, about 65% of that money. A few other Western nations do as well. It is taken in loan at upwards of 30% compounded interest. In one case, Nigeria got a $2 billion loan, and it's over $55 billion today. They've already paid back $55 billion on a $2 billion loan. They go in, they pay off the leaders in Latin America, Asia, Eastern Europe, Africa, Middle East, to not pay back the loans. They even sign a 110-point IMF World Bank plan that's been leaked for 6 years. It's public. We cover it in my book, Descent into Tyranny. BBC covered it. We had Greg Palaster who broke it. And it states how they get you leveraged, how they get a country set up, how they get the governments to sign over their infrastructure, their ports, their roads, their national parks to the elite. And then the elite implode the economy by cutting off the bubble. And then everything collapses. Then there's what they call the IMF riot. It's in their documents. They go, we then institute the IMF riot. This is a designed blueprint on record plan. And then people riot because they don't have food or water. The Pentagon's done studies. Over 90% of the public will rob and steal within 5 days, 4 to 5 days of not having food and water. Within 14 to 15 days, 98% of people will kill for food and water. If my children were starving to death, I am a moral person, but I love them so much that I would probably, I mean, I'm just going to be honest, folks. Just look out. But see, I've been moral. I'm not putting myself in that position. I have at least 4 years of storable food. I have firearms. Now, let me add, if you try to take me to some sports stadium, you try to drag me off the back of a flatback truck like they're doing with the military drills right now, folks, I'm not going there for my family to be raped and killed. Okay? It's not going to happen. So back off. Stand down. Do the right thing yourself morally. Get yourselves ready, and then we can avert this. If we get ready and prepared and geared up and get the word out politically, they will back off of this, and they'll just say it was a bad recession. There's still a few months to pull out of this. They are gauging. They are testing. They are looking at things. So it is on record they do this. Now, what did I start telling you in 2002, along with Greg Palast and others? The bankers have now totally bankrupt and control every major third world nation on earth except for, what, seven rogue countries. Libya, Pakistan, Iran, a few others. Whether those countries are good or bad, the point is they're not controlled by the globalists. So other than that, they control everything. They're done. They don't need the U.S. and Western Europe, and they write all these white papers. You hear them brag on NPR, oh, we live too good. We've got to get ready to not live so well. You know, it's going to be a new system. It's going to be a new authoritarian system for your own good. You know, I had a guy when I was on a radio station that goes into San Francisco. I think I need to plug that affiliate. They're carrying us now. And a caller called in and said, yeah, I do sound and video, you know, at these big events. And we were at this closed meeting of CEOs, and Al Gore and others were there, and they were saying, yeah, we're going to take people's rights. It's for their own good. It's part of the New World Order. Well, I don't need to hear from somebody behind closed doors. I have hundreds of mainline news stories, like a month ago, and now for world government, Financial Times of London. That was the headline, and it said, yeah, we've kept world government secret from you for your own good because you're too stupid. And yes, it's authoritarian and non-democratic, but it's for your own good. And the New World Order is going to save you. You see, it's on record they're doing it. And if we don't wake up and speak out and point out who the real criminals are, they're going to get away with this. And the United States, as we know it, will cease to exist, and so will Europe. They've already sucked us dry. They're now going to implode us. They are imploding us. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of other key news straight ahead. But make no mistake, this is designed. It's on record in quadruplicate. Stop living in denial. Our own movement. Stop it.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the discreet pepper mace baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the pepper spray baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression. 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 The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price. Dramatically reduced. So you and your family have a long-term food solution. 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 The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you right now. Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. Time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Finish up breaking down how the globalists take over nations, and then Webster Tarpley's joining us to get into all the censorship and attacks on the First Amendment, the internet, you name it. The guy who's written the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush and on Barack H. Obama. So that is coming up in just a few minutes. Before I do that, The Obama Deception is now on sale. It ships out March 15th. If you want to secure your copy of the film and high-quality DVD, then be sure and order it today at Infowars.com, and they'll be shipped out in the order that the purchases are received. The ObamaDeception.net or link through at Infowars.com, or you can call toll-free 888-253-3139. Continuing, another great sponsor that makes this show possible, Akola Blue. AkolaBlue.com. I had an independent film channel TV crew here Friday, and they were in the kitchen, and they were saying, where's the water coming from? There's no tube into this. And I said, no, this is a atmospheric water generator, and it grabs the water out of the air and then puts it through seven different filters, including reverse osmosis. And they said, water in the air? And I said, yeah, from 30,000 feet down to ground level, there is about, on average, 10 feet of water. And they were, water? And I was like, yeah, clouds. You know, if you condensed all the water in the first 30,000 feet of the atmosphere down, it's on average a little bit over 10 feet of water. And they didn't seem to understand that, but they said the water tasted delicious. The point is, folks, you ever see when you're outside and it's cold and you're blowing, you know, air, and it's looks like smoke? That's water vapor, folks. I know most of you know that, but some people don't seem to understand it. AkolaBlue.com, 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ECOLOBlue.com. Fantastic system. Be sure and check that out. Okay. We've talked about how the banks issue all this fiat currency and credit, but they want to implode economies to be able to get the real assets and take control of governments. And so, to simplify it, about 100 years ago, the British Empire, the Dutch Empire, and others were running into a lot of resistance all over the world, including India and places like that. And they learned and wrote handbooks on it that if they removed their regional governors and financed puppet revolutions or elected representatives getting into power, that the people would put up with a lot more corruption as long as it was a front person. And then with loans, with economic aid, first millions and then billions of dollars per nation, they would get financial control over the country. But they didn't want to give the countries money to actually build up an infrastructure and then be self-sufficient and independent. No, it was done with strings attached with corrupt politicians to make sure they didn't pay it back. And very simply, that's what's happened here. You know, why does Australia and England and the U.S. and Germany and many Latin American countries and African countries have the same curriculum, same school? Because they've taken U.N. money, or they've signed U.N. treaties, and their curriculum is all based on UNESCO, the United Nations Educational and Cultural Organization. And that's just one microcosm. If a state takes federal money, they've got to agree to international zoning rules, which then unify laws where the banks and others can steal your property for no reason if you've got 3-inch grass. You know, that's why all this is happening. In fact, the Austin American Statesman, I was walking out of KLBJ 590, where I do the syndicated Sunday show, and I heard the news girl recording a spot about how they are illegally taking people's blood in Texas and using it for research at birth. And I said, excuse me, Sarah Hudeberg, where did you get that? Because I've been reporting on this for almost 14 years. And she said, here it is in the Austin American Statesman. You didn't see it. And I have that article. It's actually out of my car, but I'm going to go get that and cover that later in the show, because here's the issue. That's an international treaty for 36 years. All of our blood in every major nation has been taken and put in an international database. And they use it to develop bioweapons, race-specific bioweapons. They claim they own your DNA code now, and the public's finally finding out.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen, now into hour number two. An hour from now, we're joined by the gentleman who was detained and had his bumper sticker taken and then was visited by the Secret Service, who without a warrant went in his house for having an anti-Obama sticker on his car, according to the Daily Oklahoman. That's coming up. In the next segment, Webster Griffin Tarpley is going to join us, chronicling all the different forms of First Amendment censorship exploding under Obama. But right now, let's go ahead and play a clip from CNN, because the first clip is actually from local Kansas News, and we're analyzing these pieces because when we first broke this news story, because Kansas City listeners of this show and others had heard about it locally, no one believed us and said it was a hoax. Then the governor came out and said, quote, Missouri governor, RNC, Obama campaign has stench of police state, and said this is completely illegal and like the Soviet Union or Nazi Germany. And we then were able to have some folks from the governor's office on about that as well. So let's go ahead and play a clip of that, because people don't believe this is happening.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This was John Mills is live at the county election board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
John, thank you.
And we have some Truth Squad clips we're going to play later after Webster Tarpley joins us. I know some stations don't carry this first 5 minutes, so I'm going to air that again in case you didn't think you were actually hearing that. Now, listen. The issue here is this is guilty until proven innocent. It's not police and prosecutors' job to say a news ad or a news site, you know, say, if you're saying Obama's a communist, that's your political speech, that's your right, he's a public figure. Well, they actually went out and harassed people and threatened to arrest people who were saying things like that. And whether it's true or not, that's your right to do it. If Obama wants to sue you civilly, then it's an issue. You know, that's kind of like Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, saying if you're on the no-fly list, over a million Americans on it, 25,000 added each month, that if we think maybe you might be a terrorist, then you're not an American, and you don't have a right to own a gun. That's a quote. So, see, it's they say on a secret blacklist that this is happening, which you don't hear the left screaming about this. I mean, this makes McCarthy look tame. No. They love it. And this is really going on. And I've had Obama supporters, people I've known for years, call up and threaten me on air, call up and say that Webster Tarpley, who's about to be on, needs to be arrested. And so I've experienced it firsthand. This is really going on. And now they want the Fairness Doctrine. They want to shut down our internet freedom through Internet 2 and so much more. And we have to face the fact that this is actually happening instead of living in denial. All right, we'll break it all down with Webster Tarpley, the author of The Obama Deception. Well, the author of several books exposing the Obama Deception, Obama and the Postmodern Coup. Stay with us.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about a buck a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396. From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are now 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this second hour of worldwide transmission. We have the man who was detained, had his bumper sticker confiscated, and had Secret Service go into his house to see if he was part of a hate group. Joining us coming up in the next hour, that happened in Oklahoma. But I thought we should set the stage for that. With an incredible researcher, by the way, and the Obamanoids like to call him a right-wing extremist because he criticizes Obama. I have to say he has been the most accurate. He's had the greatest foresight. I thought that Webster Tarpley, who'd never been over the top on other issues, I found him to be accurate, was over the top with what he was saying Obama was going to do with troop squads and harassment and a private army. I knew they were setting up a domestic army, but not his own private army. That's all now been announced. And he is in our film, The Obama Deception. In fact, he's the central expert. Then we have Gerald Celente, former Governor Jesse Ventura, and, of course, folks like George Humphrey. We have Russell Means, KRS-One, and others in the film. Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, We carry this at InfoWars.com. In fact, you can get it while you're ordering The Obama Deception, my new film. Author of George W. Bush, the unauthorized biography. Author of George H.W. Bush, the unauthorized biography. And his first book on Obama was The Obama, the Postmodern Coup, Webster, Griffin, Tarpley, both invaluable. And rereading these books for the film for research purposes, I have independently verified, even in mainstream media, everything Tarpley's saying. The issue is Tarpley predicted this 9 months before he was elected. And so to talk about the attack on the First Amendment, the attack through the Fairness Doctrine, they're openly announcing Internet 2 to shut down most of the old web and control free speech. The New York Times said, quote, you will give up your freedoms on the web and give up your free speech for safety. It is all happening. And then when we play news clips of police and prosecutors saying, if we catch you lying about Obama, no judge, no jury, no civil trial, you will be arrested. People don't believe that, but then we play the clips on air from the news sources as they report it with a straight face. And as governors comment, and we've confirmed people who'll go up to an Obama table and just say, you know, he's lying about everything. And then they say, police arrest him, and the police arrest you in many areas. I mean, this is even hard for me to believe. Well, Webster Tarpley, you were right, sir. That's all I can say. I salute your incredible research.
Thank you so much, Alex. How are you?
Well, I'm really getting concerned. Things are getting late. I don't know about all these Obama websites and forums, whether there's people hoaxing on there, whether it's, you know, whether they mean intentions or not, but we are getting dirty tricks from the Obama people that I'm not going to go into. But the issue is, you said this was going to happen. You said under Bush, you get the FBI harassing you, but there's not much they can do because they don't have public support. But under a true fascist, mass movement, you get the goon squads. And now he's made good on his promise of a 1 million-man domestic security force with billions of dollars of federal funding. Billions. They're running TV ads that masquerade as federal ads saying go to usaservice.org, a private group already recruiting upwards of 500,000, according to them, in just the last month and a half, to a new domestic army. And let me just, I know I have you on as a guest, but I'm just setting the table here, and we'll hold you past the bottom of the hour if you can, because I want to spend more time with you. Aaron Dykes, one of my chief editors here at InfoWars.com on the films, is getting back into the gym. And Friday night, he was at a local gym lifting weights, and people right next to him were talking bad about us, saying, I can't believe these anti-Obama people claiming we're going into martial law. Look, it hasn't happened. They're a bunch of kooks. They're dangerous. So we're even hearing them talk about us at the gym. Okay, Webster, break it down.
Well, I think you're certainly correct that there's a tremendous threat to the First Amendment. And I would say that if you look at people like Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and Schumer and somebody like Senator Stabenow of Michigan, who has been very vocal about this lately, you're dealing with a mentality that maybe not so common in American history, but maybe it is. But it's, I would call it the totalitarian liberal mindset. And the person that this is associated with perhaps the most is Lord Keynes, John Maynard Keynes of the British, who was a very bad economist and had nothing to do with the New Deal, had no influence in the United States in those years, but preached and tried to make it look like he did. But he was basically somebody who said that the banking system is primary and that you ought to then reorganize the society according to those needs, but have a very oppressive kind of authoritarian to totalitarian form of government in order to preserve, in his case, the city of London. I think the fairness doctrine is very much on the front burner. And what they'd like to do is to muzzle voices of criticism. And I think this is a direct collision with the First Amendment. I think it's an extremely clear-cut case. Senator Stabenow of Michigan talked about this lately. And, of course, she has this tremendous conflict of interest because her husband has been involved in the failed experiment of Air America, which was a perfectly legitimate thing to get a bunch of left liberals and put them on the radio and have that go out over the airwaves. And the problem with it is it was not economically viable for whatever reason. And there seems to be a mixture of totalitarian liberal desire to muzzle opposition, along, of course, with the idea of getting government subsidies for activities that otherwise really don't make any sense.
Well, that's right. Bill Press wrote for the Washington Post 2 weeks ago that he should be given a national show basically paid for by the government, and that a bunch of talk show hosts should be shut down. You know, the First Amendment, regardless of what you think of a paper or a radio show or a filmmaker, you know, that's something that's sacrosanct. You keep your dirty paws off of it, and they're openly in the news saying that they are going to go after it.
I listen these days to people like Limbaugh and Hannity and O'Reilly and Levin and Savage and these right-wing characters, because you've got to hear what they're saying. What they say about economics, from my point of view, is absolute lunacy. In other words, they're off the deep end. They're raving. This is the kind of stuff you might hear in an insane asylum. But at the same time, they represent a check and balance on the Obama regime, which I think you have to have. In other words, I would say the following is a guideline. The government should have no role and no opinion about the content of anything. The content of any radio program, until you get into something like tremendous pornography or something like this.
Maybe if you get on the radio and say, go out and start shooting police, that's fire in a theater, a terroristic threat, a call to terrorism, then you're arrested. It's a criminal issue. There is nothing they can do through the law preemptively before you say it. But we see this mindset from the White House Chief of Staff. I want to play the clip later. We played it a few weeks ago. John, pull it up, where Rahm Emanuel says no guns for those on no-fly list. And there's over 1 million people on this, and they say they're going to expand it to tens of millions. And then they just say you don't own guns, kind of like the new bill they've introduced, where the Attorney General can ban any guns he wants by simply signing an order. Again, everything being transferred to dictatorial power.
Yeah, I think the government should butt out of anything that has to do with content, apart from these extreme limiting cases that we've just mentioned. They should have nothing to say about content. There's no monitoring of content. One of the ways they want to get around this is to say, well, we want to impose not really the fairness doctrine, but some form of community control, local control.
That's right, sicking the local Obamanoids on people who then tattletale to the Violent Radicalization Act board.
Yeah, now that's very disturbing. I mean, the community control has been, in some ways, the American face of proto-fascism, going back to the Ford Foundation in the late 1960s and their community control experiment.
That's what Obama did in Chicago, is they have these controlled mobs.
Exactly, and the model, of course, was the New York City teacher strike, where the Ford Foundation created a predominantly black community controlled apparatus and played that against the white Jewish teachers union to bust the union and destroy education in the city, which is still where they are now. So that obviously is the mentality, that you can organize a kind of fascistoid local control apparatus with people from Acorn who are getting subsidized and things like this, and then use that to bludgeon these voices of criticism. So I
think, by the way, they've now announced $4.5 billion for Acorn and Move On and others.
Yeah, which is something that you don't want to pay. So I would say that should obviously be fought. The one thing you could do with media is, it, to the extent that you have monopoly concentrations of ownership, if some company owns all the TV, all the radio, and all the newspapers and everything else in some city, that's probably not a good thing. So you could think, well, the ownership should not be concentrated. But in terms of the content, the government should have absolutely no voice and should not be aware of it. So I think that's a very dangerous thing. But let me just shift for a second. Right now, what's happening at the Obama White House is this austerity summit, the sacrifice summit, what he calls the fiscal responsibility summit. And this is 130 vultures and deficit hawks and austerity freaks are coming together, and they're planning ways to loot Social Security and Medicare in the coming years, to gouge and rob and pillage the economic rights of the American people, so they can squeeze out some money and convoy that into the bailouts for Wall Street, into the bad
banks. That's right. They said no new taxes for middle-income and poor folks. But in the banker takeover bill, even Bloomberg reported this, Bloomberg Financial, it says rationing health care, and has quotes from Daschle, who wrote the plan in his book, saying we'll have a federal board, and then if you're going blind and you're above 65, you're supposed to go blind. Or if you have a brain tumor and you're above 55, you're supposed to just die. But don't worry, young people will get more. So playing the age groups off against each other.
That's absolutely correct, Alex. This guy Daschle, it turns out to be a monster, not just of austerity, but of austerity that kicks over into genocide. And we're very fortunate that he has been knocked out of the box. He wrote this book. It's funny, these characters write books, right? There's a book by Schumer. There's a book by Rahm Emanuel where he talks about forced labor. But we also have the book by Daschle. Daschle, of course, is who? Daschle is the senator from Citibank, this entity that's now going down, that's about to be nationalized by the federal government, was the thing that he represented, not South Dakota, but Citibank. And he came out and basically said, well, people who are old have to die and save the bottom line of the insurance.
By the way, those are quotes. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. Stay there, Webster Tarpley. I want to get back into the First Amendment, though, and how we fight this and the overall agenda. Riveting information.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Webster Tarpley will be with us till the end of the hour. If you want to call in, that's great, but I want it specifically about the whole Obama agenda. And that's quite a wide field, but questions for Webster Tarpley, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Webster, I've had several newspaper reporters call me this morning dealing with how we expose the military gun confiscation drills that are going on across the country, but specifically, partially, got them to scale back. They claim one in Iowa, in Arcadia, and he's coming on at the end of the show. He wants to quote me, and so we'll just do the interview, you know, vice versa on air, kill two birds with one stone. But he brought up to me, we just talked to him during two breaks, in an article, this is breaking, this is not in the news yet, that the Iowa state pension funds are being frozen. And this is starting to happen all across the country, so I want to get Webster to talk about what's happening with that as well. But Webster, how would you say Obama's first 35 days or 33 days have gone? I think people are doing a pretty good job. I mean, he's moving forward horribly, getting a lot of bad things passed, but we already see his approval rating dropping by as much as 10 points, and a lot of the luster is beginning to wear off.
Well, I think there has been some resistance. The central issue is you have this 1.5 quadrillion derivatives bubble in the center of the room, and that is what Paulson and Bush ran up against with the original TARP. And now this debacle by Geithner, right? The Geithner press conference that never was, the press conference where Geithner announced he was going to his plan for the bad bank and saving the banking system 2 weeks ago tomorrow. Geithner was supposed to deliver this, and of course he didn't have anything to say in detail, and the markets crashed, and the banking panic then began. And right now we're in the middle of what amounts to a banking panic. The Citibank is going bankrupt for the third time. It was bankrupt in October for the first round of the TARP, got $25 billion. Citibank was then bankrupt again by the end of November, got another $25 billion, and now Citibank is going to be the recipient of, I don't know how many hundreds of billions, but they're going to be nationalized in part. The thing that Geithner, that Paulson and Geithner both run up against is there is no solution to derivatives. The only thing to do with derivatives is to wipe them out, to expunge them, to delete them, to shred them, to make them into wallpaper, to use them for kitty litter, you know.
But the globalists can't do that because they built their empire through these fraudulent financial devices, and so they are going to feed the entire world into this black hole.
Yes, exactly right. And that the problem, this is the structural problem of the Obama administration, is that they are puppets of precisely these people. You look at the personnel in the Obama administration, you've got Geithner. He, of course, is Kissinger Associates, International Monetary Fund, New York Federal Reserve. But he's got Summers behind him from the IMF and the Clinton administration, essentially another creature of finance capital. And you've got Paul Adolf Volcker of the Trilateral Commission, the Carter administration, the Treasury, and the Federal Reserve. And therefore, all of the policymakers around Obama, including Obama's own foundation-funded mentality, is that derivatives have to be sacrosanct. So we're headed for a really big blow-up about this. I just urge people to talk about derivatives. If you listen to these people like Limbaugh and Hannity, the word derivative has never been mentioned. They don't ever refer to it. The American people need to know that the cause of the Depression is derivatives. As soon as you say derivatives caused the Depression, then also you know who's guilty.
I agree. If we do not point out that the bankers engineered this, that the bankers are running all of this, that the bankers are imploding the world economy to consolidate it. That's in their own IMF and World Bank documents. And you can argue it's gotten out of control, even their control, and that's even more frightening.
Right.
Then we can set about rectifying things. But as long as the controlled corporate press on both the left and the right keep advertising the fact that homeowners did it, or subprime mortgages did it, or that the commie Obama's going to get us. It's not a commie Obama. That's his foundation left cover. Can you speak to that?
Absolutely. The difference, of course, is that Bush was an open reactionary, right? He was a thug. He was a brute. And he would come out there and say things like bring it on and wanted dead or alive and so forth. And he was going to obviously privatize Social Security and wreck it that way and use his political capital. So with Bush, there is a certain funny truth to the fact that he said, you may hate me, but you know where I stand. In some ways, it's true. We did hate him, and we knew what he stood for. Obama is different. Obama is slippery, shifty, slimy. He's evasive. He deals in deception, dissembling. He dupes people. And what he's doing right now is a funny exercise. He has a couple of little things that he puts up front as window dressing that are good. If you look at this stimulus, right, he's got $40 billion for unemployment benefits.
Yeah, give him the dog a bone. Stay there. We'll break down the $787 million federalization package. We'll get into his military aims, where you see the domestic police state going, and we'll chronicle some of Obama's lies. There's so many, but we'll try to cover some of them. There's such a legion of them. And your phone calls. Stay with us. InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
SouthSummit.com is the place for top name brand knives such as Kershaw, Spyderco, Cold Steel, Gerber, K-Bar, Boker, Leatherman, and more. South Summit has one of the largest selections of self-defense products on the web. Knives, stun guns, police batons, pepper spray, LED flashlights, emergency kits, binoculars, and tactical gear are just some of the great products found on SouthSummit.com. Receive discounted prices on camping and preparedness products from Camelback, Kelty, and Eureka. Check out our water storage barrels, water purification systems, and Mountain House freeze-dried foods that have a 30-year shelf life. Keep an eye on your family and keep them safe with our do-it-yourself spy camera systems. Mention that you heard this ad on the radio and you'll receive a free LED flashlight with your order. Visit SouthSummit.com. That's South Summit, S-U-M-M-I-T, SouthSummit.com. Or call toll-free 1-800-234-8654. That's 1-800-234-8654.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at InfoWars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
There is. We have the author of Obama, the Postmodern Coup, and Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography. Two books. Excellent books. Quick reads, though they're thick. Get them at InfoWars.com. In fact, you click on the Obama Deception banner, the top of InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It'll take you to a subpage there on the online video bookstore where they're all posted together, all the Obama information. I hope folks will pre-order the Obama Deception. It comes out March 15th. We've got to undermine this guy and expose that he's a puppet of the globalists. They're going to be able to carry their agenda through riding on his coattails. Greg, Brian, Laura, John, Z, and others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. But Webster, let's quickly move through this. Obama has been caught in just endless lies. And I go out on the street and talk to Obama supporters here in Austin. They have his picture up in many restaurants and businesses, like I'm in Maoist China. They become angry. You say, look, I'm not a Bush supporter. I'm a constitutional, you know, libertarian. It's the same agenda. He's said 23 months now in Iraq, increasing troops in Afghanistan, lying about lobbyists. First he announced they're going to continue rendition and secret arrest. They might shut one of their 100-plus camps, Guantanamo. AP reported this weekend that they're saying no Geneva Convention, no Bill of Rights, no nothing for detainees. Even when the Supreme Court ruled last year that Bush couldn't do that, Obama's continuing that. And the Obama people suddenly just, I see their sights, they go, it's okay, he's keeping us safe. So it was fun to criticize Bush for all of that, but it was just about feeling good because they were the liberals. Now that they're in control, they like the evil, don't they?
Well, there's certainly a hysteria among left liberals, which points to the fact that this group has been, notable for its fecklessness and its gullibility. These are people who really want to be duped. It's not just that they can be duped. They have an active desire to be duped. And you've mentioned, I think, in foreign policy, you've mentioned a lot of the things. If we look at the economics, though, which I think it is pretty much center stage, the overall view, I think you'd have to go through seven or eight items. We can't really do it in any detail. But the activities of the Federal Reserve, supported by Obama, right, the term auction facility, primary dealer lending facility, AIG, money market mutual funds, and you came up with a figure of $8 to $9 trillion of a lot of its lending, but a lot of its lending that won't be paid back. So that's 100% for banks, insurance companies, credit card companies, all paper. Then we have the TARP, the $700 billion, the bailout, $700 billion, basically only for banks. Then you've got the foreclosure plan, which is between $50 and $250 billion, and that's incentives to lenders. It's incentives to predatory lenders like Angelo Mozzillo of Countrywide, people who have sold adjustable rate mortgages that should never have been legal, and now either on a voluntary or compulsory basis, if they take TARP money, they've got to let people stay in their homes. So far, it's all in favor of the bankers. Now, we just had Obama give his speech. He gave his introductory remarks at the White House now in the break in this austerity and fiscal responsibility summit, this gathering of the deficit hawks and the austerity vultures and hyenas. And he says he wants to start gouging Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, and he wants to start cutting payments to agriculture. Now, agribusiness, of course, is not popular, but on the other hand, you do have to eat. So if that's the way you're producing food at any given time, I would not go in there and start wielding the budget act.
So let's be specific. You've got over $12 trillion to the bankers to do whatever they want, most of it going offshore or into bonuses and things. And then meanwhile, out of a $787 billion stimulus, what, a third of it might actually go to the economy?
Yeah, I think that's about right. I mean, the things that are good in there, again, I think $40 billion for unemployment benefits, $18 billion for child support, that's good in my book. Food stamps. We got one in 10 Americans is now living on food stamps, so $20 billion seems like very little to spend. $27.5 billion on highway construction, that's great. $21 billion for other transportation, I'm for it. Temporary increase in federal medical assistance, $90 billion, that's fine. But $2 billion for this DASHL plan, the National Coordinator for Health Information Technology. Take that out of there right away.
Bloomberg said that was $19 billion, the federalization of that database and the implement.
I'm going by what I have here in this local newspaper of mine here, the Washington Post. But here, look. Basic science research, $3 billion. That's crazy. That should be $30 billion. That should be $60
billion. Yeah, look what science research just from NASA alone did with the internet, computers. Our entire system is based on this. If we wouldn't have had those innovations, we'd have nothing.
Absolutely. And right now, NASA has the next generation Mars lander, right? The Mars Science Laboratory, $2.2 billion. And the deficit hawks and the deficit vultures are saying, no, $2.2 billion is too much. We should put that into subsidies for Acorn or something like this.
Meanwhile, we have $1.1 trillion defense budget ballooning under Obama.
Yeah, look, I would say if you go through this, if you add in the budget and then the grand bargain, the thing that they're working on today is the so-called grand bargain or austerity summit. The guy here is Peter Orshag, the director of management and budget. That guy is the dangerous, austerity, genocidal bean counter. If you add this all up, what is it? 100 to 1, the banks over the people? Maybe it's only 50 to 1, but it's more than 100 to 1. Somebody ought to do the math. But if you go through this and say, for every dollar that a banker gets, does the American people even get a penny out of this? Let me just focus on Social
Well, hold
Security.
On. Take the tax cut. They admit it's $15.50 every 2 weeks. So I guess every 2 weeks you can buy a pizza.
Yeah, that's obviously trivial. And I'm in favor, obviously, of we can call it a federal emergency relief. In other words, if you give people tax relief right now, it's a form of emergency relief.
Well, my whole issue is I'm against socialism because it creates dependency and elites can come in and suck it out of the trough, and we disagree on some of those economic subtleties. But overall, if you're going to have socialism, as again Bloomberg reported, $9.7 trillion to the banks, that would pay off 90%+ of all mortgages. I mean, why not just, if we're going to do it, give it directly to the people? That would energize the economy.
Yeah, let me just point out, though, socialism would mean government ownership of the means of production. And so far, this has not been done. Detroit, in my view, ought to be nationalized. Chrysler, Ford, and GM should be nationalized and run by the government.
That's another subtlety, Webster.
That would simply be a state sector.
But Webster, that's another subtlety. You're right. This is not even nationalization. We need to see nationalization of the Federal Reserve. This is the Treasury under the banker bailout bill being given omnipotent power with the Federal Reserve. And so you have these offshore banks in a full Wall Street coup taking over some of their competition right now and propping up their system. So this isn't nationalization. This is global privatization or hijacking.
It's privatizing the profits and socializing the losses. Socialism would mean ownership of means of production, and the problem with that in the United States is we have almost no means of production. Those Detroit factories and a few farms and a couple of other things, we've got something left, but generally speaking, since Volcker was in there at the Federal Reserve, means of production have pretty much been systematically destroyed, including, you know, the famous episodes of dynamiting steel plants in the early 80s.
Globalism. The globalists wanted us dependent. Okay, listen, I want to go to calls, Webster, and I want to cover a host of other issues. I'll have you back up this week for a couple hours if you can do it, because I know you've got a lot of knowledge on his entire agenda. What about the police state grid? I mean, you were right. I mean, they announced they would do it, but to actually see it happen is hard to believe. TV ads, billboards everywhere saying, join USAservice.org, and it, when you look at it up and its registration, it is a private 501c3 of the Democratic Party, and Obama masquerading with the federal seal and the federal eagle saying, join, help America, and they advertise it as soup kitchens, but when you read, it is a new domestic political army separate from the new million-person, quote, civilian army under the Pentagon with the new Pentagon directive that has now been issued. So this is materializing in a big way.
Yeah, it's the Mussolini model, right? The first thing that Mussolini did after the March on Rome in 1922 was to create the voluntary national security militia, and that's, I guess, what we're getting now. If you look in this stimulus, the 1,000+ pages, you're going to find things that I haven't had time to go into, but they're very, very suspicious. Things like several $1 billion for housing assistance. And you wonder, what does that mean, housing assistance? That probably means ACORN. Here, $13 billion for housing assistance programs. And that, I think, is probably a conduit for money going into ACORN and then into these organizations.
Well, Webster, there's no think about it. AP reported 4.4 or 4.5. We covered it last week. That is going to ACORN.
Yeah, for ACORN. But then the idea that is then going to fund these neighborhood organizations. In other words, the vote for...
Oh, no. They announced that at a big prayer dinner. They said they're going to have all the preachers and local communities under Obama with federal money. I mean, you're right. No. That's on record.
Yeah, so I think those are the things that obviously ought to be cut out. Now, the problem, of course, with this stuff is the Congress has fallen down. There were no hearings on any of these bills, right? All of the stuff that we're talking about, the TARP, the stimulus, and everything else, the entire hearings process in the Congress has broken down. I know this. I used to be a big performer here at the House Appropriations subcommittees. You could go in there and testify, right? It was something even just an individual could do. And you could get in the public record with a statement that is sometimes then picked up by local or regional press or people who are interested in an issue. There's none of that. In other words, the Congress has become a rubber stamp.
Well, that's another lie. Obama said he would always make sure 5 days to read a bill. Then he made sure as a senator that the bailout didn't work and that nobody could read it. And then they were given less than a few hours last week to read the, quote, stimulus plan. It was just, and it was 1,075 pages long.
Yeah, the Washington Post of yesterday says Obama wants to cut the deficit in half despite the spending on the stimulus. So how do you do that? Then an anonymous government official tells the Washington Post, we've got to get our deficits under control. We need to address the nation's chronic imbalance in the budget by squeezing savings from the federal programs, health programs for the elderly and the poor.
And that's what Daschle says, and it's in the bill to not literally not give health care to the old. Folks, we're not scaring you here with this. This is what it says.
Yeah, I would say Obama is, and above all, Daschle, and I think obviously Daschle is still on the scene. In other words, Daschle didn't just, you know, go back to South Dakota. He's still a very active lobbyist. He's still writing these bills. He's still extremely influential. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't have some kind of a secret office in the old executive office building or something like this. What they're interested in doing is gouging that money. It's the philosophy of Governor Lamb of Colorado, if you remember him. He said basically, old people should die. Well, why should you die? It's obviously for the bottom line of AIG, Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, and the federal bondholders.
Hey, Daschle said that in the book. That's right. In the bill. I mean, he said you will not be given a surgery if you're going blind. You're supposed to go blind.
Yeah. So, well, at that point, what's there to say? That's Nuremberg. In other words, if you take any population for any reason and deliberately deny them food, clothing, shelter, and adequate medical care, that's a high crime against humanity under the terms of the Nuremberg precedents, and that's a very serious offense. It's actually a capital offense. So I think that we're now in an extremely dangerous terrain, and the only thing to do now is to mobilize. I would suggest the following. If you have elderly relatives, you should take a look at them. If they thought they had a 401k or an IRA, they don't anymore. That's all gone. The market is crashing again today. Nowhere to go but down, down, down. So the whole idea of a privately managed retirement program is out the window. Then you turn around and say, well, we have private health insurance. Yeah, AIG is gone, and the other ones, MetLife, Hartford, Connecticut General, whatever you call them, they're all right behind. So the only possible approach in this situation, I would say, is probably to double the average Social Security pension so that you could actually live on it, which right now is hard to do, and beef up Medicare, not cut it, not gouge it, not loot it.
And again, I don't want to hear, Republicans call and say, you're a bunch of commies. Hey, the bankers have already stolen everything. All Tarpley's saying is they've destroyed everything, and what are we going to do, let old people die? I mean, out on the side of the street. I mean, it's insane. Everything is turned on its head.
We have to get, I would say, beyond ideology is human life. In other words, should old people die? Is that the kind of civilization you want? That means the end of civilization. If you have euthanasia for old people as a matter of government policy, you're in some kind of totalitarian, Brave New World,
Orwellville
kind of horror chamber.
All right, Webster, we got to go to calls. I'm going to have you back up this week because this is so important. But let's go to calls. Greg in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Alex? I just got a quick question that people don't usually ask. I was just wondering if you guys know about the fact that Obama is related to Cheney and Bush by blood.
Yeah, that's People Magazine and Time Magazine. He's related on four sides to Cheney and two sides to Bush.
Yeah, and like Brad Pitt and like Hillary Clinton's related to Angelina Jolie and all these other like celebrities and all that.
Well, every time I explained related on four sides, Bush was related to Kerry on 13 sides. And people go, how does that work? That means great-grandpas, great-grandmas. I mean, they're related not just once or twice as, you know, third cousins or something. They're related everywhere. It's like a pedigree, Webster.
Well, the interesting thing about the Bush family, I think, is the Dukes of Devonshire and the Dukes of Pembroke and the Cavendish family Lord Herbert of Cherbury was a guy running around in the early 1600s, and that is an ancestor of the Bushes. And George Herbert, the so-called poet, cavalier lyrist of the early 1600s, also. So the Bushes are, through the Walkers in particular, but also on the Herberts, they are a British oligarchical family, and that, I think, can be traced back fairly well.
Absolutely. Anything else, Greg?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Brian in Iowa. Brian, you're on the air.
Mr. Tarpley, Mr. Jones, thank you for having me on. You're both great patriots. We all owe you a huge debt of gratitude. Mr. Tarpley, I haven't had the chance to read your book yet. I'm still waiting for it to get here in the mail, and I can't wait to
thank you
read
again.
That. Mr. Jones, your film, The Obama Deception, coming out on March 15th, I'm only 2 hours away here in Davenport, Iowa, from Arcadia, and I intend to burn as many copies as I can and then get them out there prior to this exercise, the 1st of April. I'm also planning on being there to see what's going to happen. Is there any other film that you recommend that I attempt to get to those people? Terror Store, maybe?
I would give them Police State 2, The Takeover, Police State 2000. That deals with that specifically, but Endgame, Terror Storm, they're all excellent.
That's my only real question that I had for you. I wanted to know what you would recommend that I try to get over there before this all goes down.
Thank you, Brian. Military drills for gun confiscations going on all over the country. Volcker and Brzezinski hyping that there's going to be riots and that the bankers have been bad. Webster, I want to find out why you think they're out pushing this. I mean, do they think that they'll be saved from being arrested when we take the country back because they're saying this? I mean, this is like Satan tattling on Lucifer. We'll talk about that when we get back with Webster Tarpley. Maybe keep him 5 minutes in the next hour. Then we have another guest on who was detained and had his First Amendment materials taken for daring to criticize the Lord and Savior of us all, Barack H. Obama.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Will you sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534 or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com and ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
We don't need no education.
All right, I want to go back to phone calls in the 10 minutes or so we've got left with Webster Tarpley. But Webster, this whole police state grid, Pentagon openly announcing they're going to use regular army against the American people, doing urban warfare drills to condition the public. How does this tie in?
Well, the dynamic of fascism, as we see it in Mussolini, is to aim at institutional changes. One institutional change would be to wipe out this whole area of, what can we call it, opposition talk radio of any kind, right? Be it reactionary or any other kind, right? Which is, that would be an institutional change. You would have changed the institutional array of U.S. society. That would be one side. The other side is, these militias, right, that you use as a kind of extra legal battering ram to beat up your opposition and wipe them out. Same idea.
And no one's allowed to have a militia but the Obamanoids.
Yes, of course. And the other side of it, of course, is this notion of the state-sponsored compulsory cartel in economics, right? You're getting close to that in the banking world, right? They've obviously picked J.P. Morgan Chase as the survivor, and they're going to feed the other ones into that. They fed Washington Mutual into it and so forth. So
as Obama stalls, as Obama agenda stalls, do you see staged terror in the cards?
The door to false flag terrorism is undoubtedly wide open. And if we take Joe Biden's Seattle speech of October 19th seriously, as I believe we must, I remember he said first six months, you're going to have a staged, generated international crisis in which the righteousness of the U.S. position will not be immediately evident. And from the ruling class point of view, as long as they had Bush, they had a basket case, a closet case, that they couldn't send out in the face of world public opinion to accuse somebody of having blown up an American city or something like this. But now they think that they have a spokesman who's got the charisma and the magnetism to be believed. Now, I don't share that. I don't think the world would believe Obama. I think they'd say this is just another liar, but this time operating under left cover rather than this right-wing ideology. But the ruling class seems to believe that Obama would have a chance to make his case to the world and get some result. The only answer to that is continuous mobilization, including on these economic issues. And watch out for that state-sponsored compulsory cartel. Remember, it's a state-sponsored compulsory cartel designed to reduce production, to reduce wages, and to prop up financial instruments.
All right, let's take a call. John in Ohio, you're on the air, John. I'm skipping ahead because I want to get your perspective. Go ahead, John.
Yes, I really appreciate what Webster is doing here, and I think that we've also got to develop an international perspective. I don't belong to an organization, but the socialist WSWS.org points out that if we're going to take the pressure off of sacrifice and austerity on, for instance, the United Auto Workers, they're doing the same thing to every auto worker in Europe where these plants have international subsidiaries, and that we've got to make these links. And I think we've got to expose Obama not as any kind of a liberal. In every case, people are just reading into his positions. I called a Pittsburgh talk show host who had been totally against Bush, and I pointed out that Obama was carrying out the same things in his bombing of Pakistan. And he said, well, he's got to do that because he'd be criticized by the Republicans. John Conyers, when he promised that he would institute articles of impeachment, reneged on that. Cindy Sheehan and Ray McGovern went to his office, and he said, well, I can't do that. I'd be criticized by Fox. And he had those people arrested and taken out. So I think I really appreciate what you're doing. But I think we've got to develop an international perspective as well.
The bankers on the left as well, John.
Yeah, I understand, but I'm just
listen,
saying.
I appreciate your call. We're going to come back with five final minutes with Webster Griffin Tarpley. Don't forget you can get both his books, The Obama Postmodern Coup and Barack H. Obama, The Unauthorized Biography, at Infowars.com. Third hour, seconds away.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
A few final calls for Webster Tarpley. Then we got another guest on being persecuted by the Obamanoid Thought Police coming up. Right now, let's go to Laura in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead, Laura.
Hello, Alex. Hi. I've been a listener for a long, long time, and I am so excited to hear that more and more people are waking up to this tyranny. I just had a quote for you guys by Thomas Jefferson. The strongest reason for the people to retain their right to keep and bear arms is a last resort to protect themselves against tyranny and government. And I'm with the Liberty Campaign, and me and my husband, we've been waking people up, passing out, you know, tons and tons of movies, you know, with the end game and everything. And we love our kids and we want to protect our family, you know, and it scares me, you know. And
well, you're doing the only, Laura, you're doing the only thing you can do is getting up on your hind legs and fighting. And I know it's scary, but not fighting these people is even more scary because they will destroy our nation like they've done hundreds of other third world countries and give us no quarter.
Yes, like with Hitler and the Reichstag, you know, and I pray every day that more and more people will open up to this and stand with, you know, their guns and, you know, instead of going and giving their guns out for roses in South Carolina, it just boggles me, you know. We are definitely going to fight this, though, and we are going to stand behind you guys. And, you know, the Obama deception and everything, we're going to get those movies. We're going to do what we can. And we've been listening to you for years, and we love our family. We want to protect them, you know, and I mean, I'm just so nervous because I've seen a cop just slowly drive by my apartment, you know, a few times now. And
well, they're doing that everywhere. They're not after you. A lot of the police are on our side and waking up. And God bless you, Laura. Let me just say this, and it's not hype when I say it. There is an explosive awakening happening to tyranny right now. Webster, I mean, are you not seeing an explosive awakening?
Well, I think you're going to find an upsurge in political activity this year, and that's what I recommend, is political organizing, and it's important to make sure that it's done in a sophisticated, differentiated way. I recommend another book that I have coming out, Surviving the Cataclysm, Your Guide to the Worst Financial Crisis in Human History, that was published about 10 years ago, but I've got a second edition coming out, and I try to show, you know, what an economic program would look like. I would also tell the lady you should be optimistic. We know how to deal with depressions. American history in the 20th century, 1930s in particular, shows how you defeat a depression. There's no reason to let a depression wash over you. Depression is often followed by authoritarian government. We don't need that. We know how to fight it. We can fight it. We can take a depression, outflank it, defeat it, break it up, and go on to a better life in the future. And I urge people to think about it in those terms. Optimism, not fatalism, not pessimism, because Obama feeds off despair, right? Obama's hope and change is based on the idea that everybody's out there isolated in despair. Don't be. And the
absolutely. Be empowered. Take action. And, I mean, Webster, in the final minute we have, I mean, I want your just simple answer. I don't think Obama is doing as well as the globalists had planned. I see him already beginning to slow and stall. That is cause for celebration. We've got to take control of the information, get the truth out. Are you not seeing the same thing? I mean, that's optimism, and we have evidence of that.
I think you're right, Alex. I think we're about one-third of the way through the 100 days, and the damage is on the whole less than I thought it would be by this point. And this austerity sacrifice and gouging summit today is a very low-key version of what was originally planned. So there's some reason for cautious optimism, but only if you continue to mobilize and fight the idea that the government should be controlled by Wall Street in the way that Obama is.
Absolutely.
That's the heart of the matter.
We're in deep doo-doo, but we've got a chance to fight our way out of it if we develop fury with purpose and information and take action. Webster Tarpley, thank you for joining us. Get his books at InfoWars.com. Take care, Webster.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We just initiated our simulcast of the radio show now via video at prisonplanet.tv for the balance of the transmission. The next hour and 51 minutes that we have left today. Ton of news and your phone calls coming up, and some breaking news on the military gun confiscation drills going on in Iowa with a press reporter from Iowa coming up in the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today. Well, last week we heard about it. This sign, we've got a copy of it from the man himself, Abort Obama, Not the Unborn. And that is a clear message of political speech saying, get him out of office, abort, abort a mission, you know, remove him, not children. And we have the press report I'm going to play a clip of coming up, and there's others, where during the campaign, the Obama campaign said, arrest people that criticize Obama. And people couldn't believe it until it was on the news, and the governor of Missouri and others spoke about it. Headline, Missouri governor, RNC Obama campaign has stench of police state. Well, we're seeing an expansion of that. The Fairness Doctrine moves to shut down the Internet as we know it, the Internet too. It's all happening. Here is the Daily Oklahoman story, also another one out of the news of Oklahoma. Oklahoma City Police Chief Officer pulls man over for anti-Obama sign. Then they took his sign, cited him, said he was basically, you know, gave him a ticket, but not a fine, saying, you're now a part of an investigation. Then the Secret Service called him on his cell phone and said, we're going to be at your house. They said, we want to inspect it to make sure you're not part of a, quote, hate group. And so we are joined by Chip Harrison that this happened to here in the United States. So, Mr. Harrison, thanks for coming on with us.
You bet, Mr. Jones. Glad to be here.
Tell us, all we had previously was the press reports about this. We hadn't really heard from you. Tell us specifically what happened, and then give us your take on what it was like having the Secret Service come out there and go after your First Amendment, I guess.
Well, I was on the interstate, and then I was passed by a Oklahoma City Police Department car. The car slowed down, got in beside me. I had to make another lane change and go to another intersection on the interstate, and I noticed that they were following me fairly closely. They followed me for about 3 miles, I'm assuming, having a conversation. There was two police officers about what they were going to do with this sign in the back of my truck. They pulled me over. Both of them got out of the vehicle, approached my vehicle, said, you know, we're pulling you over, sir. And I said, I have absolutely no idea. I haven't disobeyed any traffic laws. I'm clueless. And they said, it's because of the sign in the back of your vehicle. I said, my Abort Obama, Not the Unborn sign. I said, sir, that's just an anti-abortion statement. You know, it's just basically I'm trying to draw attention to President Obama's abortion policies. And one of the police officers says, well, do you know what the word abort means? And I said, to terminate or to remove. And at that time he said, no, it means to kill. So you're basically saying to kill President Obama. At that time I said, no, sir, I wrote the sign. I know what I meant. Wanted it to mean, and he said, well, we're going to have to confiscate the sign. So they took the sign from me, told me to go on about my way, gave me a citizen's assistance form. So when I got to work, I felt like my First Amendment rights had been totally violated. So I made a couple of calls. The police department said, we'll get back a hold of you. For approximately 2 hours later, a supervisor brought me my sign back and just said that the Secret Service had been notified, and as far as the Secret Service was concerned, that this was I wasn't in any way a threat living in Oklahoma, and I believe President Obama was in Canada at the time. So later that day, I get a call from the Secret Service. They're at my house. They want to perform a field interview. I said, well, I'm at work right now, and I really can't afford to take off. They said, you know, well, we need you to be here to perform this interview. So I stopped on the way back through Oklahoma City because it was clear on the other side of town, and stopped by and went by my church, talked to my pastor for a few moments, contacted a lawyer, and he seemed to think that we weren't it wasn't the stereotype that we have of law enforcement. You're coming in and kicking your door down and ransacking your house. And so I was heading back back across town, and the Secret Service called me again and just reaffirmed what the lawyer had told me. Look, sir, we're not here to disrupt any part of your house. We're just going to make sure that you're not a part of a hate group, have any posters up with Obama on it with the bullseye or anything like that. And I told him, well, you know, I have a 2.5-year-old special needs daughter at home. My wife's there. The easier we make this on my family, the better off, because I understand your concern here. I think the police officer was a little overzealous, a little biased. And the police officers came in, made a quick walk through my, or not, I'm sorry, the Secret Service came in, make a quick tour through my house, and then we performed the rest of the interview outside. And that's about the gist of it.
Well, this is meant to be a chilling effect across the country, and the Obama campaign has asked police and prosecutors in Illinois, Missouri, Connecticut, Vermont, and many other states to harass people, and they have harassed and arrested people, and they'll allow an Obama group without a permit to worship him at an event or at some other event, but if you come up and speak out against Obama, they tell you to get off the property or you're arrested. So this is part of a larger program. I'm not singling out the Secret Service agents themselves. But this is a crime against the First Amendment, and the Oklahoma police knew good and well what they were doing, and it's shameful. And I happen to have the FBI training manuals, and I also have the Federal Marshal SLAT training manuals. Those are in my films, like Road to Tyranny. And in there, I've got law enforcement publications where they say if someone's got a Get Us Out of the UN sticker, this is word for word, on their car, go ahead and take them to jail. And then it says, police chief, support your officers because this person is probably a terrorist. They say those that make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution should be on terror list. They say they want to put you on a no-fly list so you then can't own a gun. They're wanting to make it where you're on a no 25,000 Americans on average are added each month, now over 1 million. And so it's much more sinister because I've been researching it. But I mean, I just made those points. Would you like to comment on what I was just saying?
Yeah, you know, I over the last 8 years, and I've just known the hate grow for President Bush, and I've seen bumper stickers, T-shirts, signs that were far worse than an abort Obama, not the unborn sign. And I agree. When I first got pulled over, I thought, am I in Cuba or Russia or China? Is this really happening to me right now? And it was chilling. It really made me decide, you know, that I need to go public with this. And as a Christian and also as a strong First Amendment, Second Amendment rights person, we're going to have to make a stand. Sooner or later, we're going to have to make a stand.
Did the Secret Service ask you about your firearms?
No, they didn't. They did not.
Yeah, well, yeah, if they were really after you, they probably knew how stupid this was. They would have tried to say, oh, you're planning something violent. Oh, you're going to do something. What were the hate group questions like?
They just concerned whether I had any friends that had any ill will towards President Obama, if I had ever thought about joining any hate groups. Just basic questions like that. They didn't go into great detail. They were all pretty vague questions. But I mean, to me, the answers were pretty obviously, you know, no on all of them.
Well, I mean, number one, you know, it's the idea that they say what's hateful, and now you're part of some bad group, so you don't have any rights. I want to play you one of many newscasts. When we first reported this, people couldn't believe it, but then it was confirmed. Yeah. Here is a minute and a half clip of Missouri News. Here it is.
Senator Barack Obama's presidential campaign is asking Missouri law enforcement to target anyone who lies or runs a misleading television ad during the presidential campaign. This was John Mills is live at the County Election Board in Maplewood. He's been learning more about which members of law enforcement are getting involved in this. John, tell us more about this.
Russell, good evening. Prosecutors and sheriffs from across Missouri are joining something called the Barack Obama Truth Squad. Two high-profile prosecutors are part of the team. We met them this afternoon in the Central West End. They are Jennifer Joyce from the city, Bob McCullough, the St. Louis County prosecuting attorney. They will be reminding voters that Barack Obama is a Christian who wants to cut taxes for anyone making less than $250,000 a year. They also say they plan to respond immediately to any ads and statements that might violate Missouri ethics laws.
We want to keep this campaign focused on issues. We don't want people to get distracted, and Missourians don't want to be distracted by these divisive character attacks. So we're here to respond to any character attacks, to set the record straight.
Whether it is directly attributable to the campaign or to one of the soft money operations, if they're not going to tell the truth, then somebody's got to step up and say, wait a minute, that's not true, this is the truth.
Now, the Obama campaign tells News 4 that others, prosecutors and sheriffs, are also part of the team, including some from the Kansas City area and from rural parts of Missouri. We're also told the Truth Squad is expected to include Jefferson County Sheriff Glenn Boyer. Live in Maplewood, John Mills, News 4.
All right, so talk about Soviet Union. There's the intimidation. You don't talk bad about him or we'll arrest you, and no judge, no jury, nothing civil will decide if it's true or not. Does that sound like freedom?
No, sir, not in the least. One thing about I heard on that report was if President Obama is a self-professed Christian, well, then knowing when life begins is pretty much an issue that he should know. It's not above his pay grade, you know. If, as a Christian, life begins at conception. And for him to play both sides of this is, to me, just extremely deceitful.
Well, we'll talk more about it in the next segment with you if you've got a few more minutes with us. But on record, he wanted to vote for a bill that would allow them to kill babies outside the womb. And folks that don't know this, even the most pro-abortion groups that were against it, infanticide. So he wanted if a baby, you know, it was accidentally born at the abortuary for him to be able to go ahead and kill it, which is the policy. They already do that, and the law turns a blind eye to it. So he is for infanticide, as Charles Key's been talking about. We got a clip of that coming up a little bit later. But stay with us, please, sir.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Thank you.
What are you going to do if your family has no food in the event of an emergency? Do you really want to find out
and gamble with your family's lives?
Order a one-year supply that will feed 4 to 5 people for only $39.95. That's right, a one-year supply for under $4,000 from yourfoodstorage.com.
We've been helping families prepare for more than a decade.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48.
Remember, yourfoodstorage.com
or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Yourfoodstorage.com.
Our taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We're talking to fellow thought criminal Chip Harrison. The Oklahoma Papers and National News reported on his thought crime confiscation of the evil sign that I'm holding a copy of up. Aboard Obama, not the unborn. Secret Service had to go in his house, check things out without a warrant, make sure he wasn't part of a hate group. You just heard me play that clip. With them threatening everybody not to basically badmouth Obama. They're now going after talk radio. They're now saying they're going to try to regulate speech on the web. And then meanwhile, Obama's lied about everything he promised he would do except for raising taxes. He is following that promise. Just overall, your take on the state of the nation right now?
I just see President Obama's socialist agenda coming through just like he planned it to. I think the Congress is for a lack of better words, disgraceful. I think the Democratic control, along with our Democratic president, I just think we're in sorry shape right now. And I think it's time for Americans to start standing up and standing strong, sir.
Are you aware of his votes for infanticide in the Senate?
Yes. Actually, I've been viewing the last couple of days, just going over all sorts of information that I received from the National Right to Life Council, and polls, and and seeing Senator Pelosi comments that she's made, and Senator Boxer. Arguments she made against Governor Santoro a few years ago. I'm in awe. I don't even know what to say.
Well, you know, Obama doubled the funding for the Chinese forced abortions. That's on record. And for abortions and things in Africa. I mean, that's not a friend to black folks, is it? Making sure they don't ever get into the world?
That's exactly correct. And, you know, he overturned the Mexico City policy, which now means that up to $100 million can go to Mexico to help use abortion directly as a population control. And I read some statistics that said, you know, the majority of Hispanic people, by far, 75% of them are pro-life. And it just, you know, to use this as a foreign policy, I think is disgraceful also.
Well, the media spins that. They always say, hey, people don't want to control the borders because they want the Hispanic vote, but upwards of 80% of Hispanics want to control the borders, just like all other Americans. And they always say, oh, we want the Hispanic vote. We want to give them health care. But Hispanics are some of the most pro-life people and pro-family people out there. And so they always set it up like, oh, this group wants this. That's not what they want.
No, absolutely not. It's once again, it's the spin, and I think, you know, also the media, the general media plays a part in this too, and there's their reluctancy to report the truth. Like Bernie Goldberg's title of his book, A Slobbering Love Affair Over Barack Obama, just nips it right in the bud right there.
Well, you're absolutely right. When we come back, I'm going to play a clip of Keys to Stop Obama or U.S. Will Cease to Exist from YouTube. And I like the way he makes the point. But I want to be clear here so we don't get caught in the same trap in 4 to 8 years. George Bush tripled the size of government. George Bush is a globalist. George Bush supported the assault weapons ban. And this is what conservatives get for supporting him and compromising. This is what we're going to get. You know, if true conservatives don't stand up and take this nation back and then educate the dumbed down mainline liberals. And so I want to just point out here that, you know, Mr. Keyes and others, Alan Keyes and others can talk about all of this stuff all day and act like Republicans are going to be our saviors. Most Republicans are bought and paid for by the same globalist.
Yes, sir. Yep, I totally agree with that. I think, you know, I think living here in Oklahoma, I see a lot of political party division here, but generally speaking, Oklahomans are conservatives, and I feel that the majority of the United States is conservative. I think we've got into this political battle instead of looking at what our basic policies are, and our policies are that of our forefathers. You know, we have certain rights, and we need to stand up for those rights, and when government starts taking those rights from us, we need to be vocal about it.
Well, I hope they don't use your case and many others like it for a chilling effect where others just give up and shut up and, the Secret Service is going to come get us. I hope people realize that if more of us stand up and say no, they can't put us all on lists. They can't harass us all. They are trying to suppress our speech because they know it's so powerful and can expose their agenda.
Exactly. Yes, I agree 100%. So if I have to take the brunt of some of this so I get some other people to stand up and be loud, then that's fine with me.
Chip Harrison, as things unfold, we may have you back up on the show. God bless you. Godspeed.
Thank you very much, Mr. Jones. I appreciate the opportunity.
Appreciate you. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide or order the DVD at infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You said one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. It leaves you, baby, if you don't care for it.
All right, we're going to play some video clips here and analyze them and break them down, and then talk your phone calls, Z, Joe, Collie, Kerry, Nick, and others that are patiently holding. The toll-free number to join us is 1-800-259-9231. Before I go any further, I want to tell you about the best durable foods company I found out there. And I have, you know, bought from several others over the years that had MSG and, you know, stuff that I didn't know to check before I got it. This is high quality, recently produced, you know, just in the last few months. It's always fresh food, lasts more than 10 years in climate controlled, guaranteed to last 10 years. In non-climate control, like your garage or attic. Super high quality. The website is efoodsdirect.com. The letter E, foodsdirect.com. Great folks. They ship very, very quickly within just a few weeks. They have the three-day responder for $21.95 that is 3 days of food for one person to test out some of their foods. There's just so much. Cake, cheese, bread, vegetables. It's just all there. Non-GMO, grown right here in the United States, except for their bananas. But that's non-GMO and also, you know, high quality. Just the climate here doesn't let them grow that, but I'm getting off on a side issue. The point is, efoodsdirect.com, efoodsdirect.com, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. Okay, I want to go ahead and play this Alan Keyes clip. He was ambassador to the United Nations under Reagan. I think I called him Charles Key earlier, thinking of the state representative trying to pass state sovereignty in Oklahoma. And I've interviewed him several times over the years. In fact, went and covered one of his debates back in 96 in Dallas. Or was that 95? Republican candidate debates. And I agree with everything he's saying, except for the fact that he keeps implying Republicans, you know, are going to save us somehow when they're bought and paid for. I mean, where was Alan Keyes? I guess to some extent he was there when George W. Bush was expanding the police state, going after the Second Amendment, tripling the size of government. This is nonpartisan. But other than that, the points he makes about Obama are very accurate. But you know, saying Obama's a socialist or a communist, he is bought and paid for by offshore banks. This is more closely akin to fascism or just piracy. But when he says Obama is going to bring this country down and ruin it, certainly those controlling Obama and using him to get their agenda through are doing that. So I wanted to play part of this clip over here and break down what Alan Keyes had to say. Here it is.
Obama is a radical communist, and I think it's becoming clear. That's what I told people in Illinois, and now everybody realizes it's true. He is going to destroy this country, and we're either going to stop him, or the United States of America is going to cease to exist.
Is there any... Do you still hold regrets against not having long enough time to debate against President Obama?
I don't have any regrets. I went into Illinois. People told me at the time I didn't stand much of a chance of winning. The idea was to bear a true witness. The man is an abomination. He is someone who has actually advocated infanticide, that when babies are the target of abortion, if they happen to escape the abortionist's intention and are born alive, he actually supported the idea that those babies should be set aside to die. That is a man with such a seared conscience, I can't even understand why anybody in their right mind would consider him worthy of political support. That's a violation of conscience that is inconceivable. And even some of the most hardline pro-abortion people in America rejected that abomination, and he did not.
So what does tonight mean when President Obama is president of the United States, how does
he
play a role?
That's another question. Is he president of the United States? According to the Constitution, in order to be eligible for president, you have to be a natural-born citizen. He has refused to provide proof that he is, in fact, a natural-born citizen.
And his Kenyan relations say... Stop right there for a moment. See, the Republicans can't attack Obama on the real issues of tripling the size of government, which he's openly expanding, because Bush did it. And they can't attack him on the torture or the secret arrest or how he's continuing all that or expanding the wars, because they were for it. So they have to bring up this, is he really an proper American citizen? Who is his dad, really? Instead of going after issues that the left would actually listen to. Let's go back to it.
That he was born in Nairobi at a time when his mother was too young to transmit U.S. citizenship. So I'm not even sure he's president of the United States. No, that's not a laughing matter. Neither are many of our military people now who are going to court to ask the question, do we have to obey a man who is not qualified under the Constitution? We're in the midst of the greatest crisis this nation has ever seen. And if we don't stop laughing about it and deal with it, we're going to find ourselves in the midst of chaos, confusion, and civil war. It's time we started acting like grown-ups.
How could the policy that President Obama makes in the next couple of years affect activities like tonight?
Sorry, the person you call President Obama, and I frankly refuse to call him that.
Right.
At the moment, he is somebody who is kind of an alleged usurper, who is alleged to be someone who is occupying that office without constitutional warrant to do so. And he's rushing forward with ideas like destroying our borders, an amnesty bill that will actually have the American taxpayer footing the bill for illegals to come to this country to live, to get housing, and to get everything they want. He is also somebody who has just announced the program.
That is true. And that's the old amnesty bill that Bush lied about and said was an amnesty but kept secret, that Senator Sessions leaked the 20 loopholes where it would make aggravated felons legal and let anybody come here for 6 years. So the families could bring their whole families in, and then they go and get on welfare, and their whole families paid for them. People say, well, how dare you be against the anchor babies? We're going bankrupt. The states are going bankrupt. The country is falling apart. There's only so many of us that actually have jobs and pay taxes and produce. There's 6 billion people plus that want to come here. Have you seen how they live in India? I feel sorry for them. Have you seen how they live in Mexico? I feel sorry for them. Have you seen how they live in China? You know, this country is the globalist plan to bring us down into a third world system, destroy the middle class, regardless of what color the middle class is, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, so that we can be controlled and the elites are going to live in these rural armored compounds. They say this themselves. So he's absolutely right. I mean, you know, this new federal board they set up through the $19 million to federalize healthcare records. States, I mean, Bloomberg quoted the bill. I covered it last week, and it passed in the package, saying they're going to ration care to the old. They're going to have boards, bioethicists boards, that decide. This wasn't Rush Limbaugh attacking, saying they're going to cut off old people. They always attack Limbaugh and say that he's saying that. That he's lying and, you know, saying that the Democrats want to, you know, do this or that to old people, or the Democrats say he wants to do that. They're really doing it. And I've got articles here where they're cutting off the money to the troops and their bonuses and their health care, and that they have army charities that are stealing the money. Of course. Look what a bunch of big charities did after 9/11 with over $3 billion. They used it for gun control groups and things, United Way and others. Oh, it's bad. Let's finish up with the clip.
That would essentially destroy the validity of existing mortgages and encourage everybody in the country to stop paying their mortgage because the government is going to pay it instead. This is insanity. It's as if we have put insane children and adolescents in charge of our government. And I think we need to ask simple questions. A couple of years ago, we were arguing over every penny in the United States budget, and it was quite clear we didn't have enough money to go around. Well, somebody asked me where we came up with $2 trillion in the course of the last 6 months. Did we wish for it out of the air? Have people gone mad in this country? You don't have that money. We are claiming that a bankrupt government can save a bankrupt banking system. Explain to me how that happens, because I think that's impossible. And the fact that we have just elected an individual who may or may not be qualified, and he presents silly ideas like this and says, let's move forward now, and we're all acting like the laws of economics have been repealed, and we can actually afford to foot the bill with money nobody's got. This is insane. It's got to lead to the collapse of our economy, and it's going to.
All right, there you have it. I want to go to some of your calls, but I want to analyze this propaganda piece from CNN. I want to critique this and break it down. This is CNN. In fact, John, I wasn't thinking. You have the audio clip at the network level. Can you send the CNN YouTube clip to my guys down here? I'm still in the old system of Minnesota playing the clips instead of my own studio. That clip about face scanners in the malls. Do you have that? Yes, Big Brother watching you. Send that to my guys, and we'll play that coming up here in a few minutes. Because they only tell you that companies have put in this Minority Report style face scanning billboards in the malls that have hidden cameras that scan your face. Folks, again, go back to shows 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years ago, my films, because we had the Pentagon documents. This is Pentagon DARPA designed, and they're using face scans, digital photos from the driver's license, which is really federalized, as I told you in my first film, America Destroyed by Design, released in 1997. Hard to believe, 12 years ago, that film. We show there how they're going to put these face scanners up. Now, they're already up on the street corners and everywhere, and they use your driver's license photo to get the algorithm. So I want to get into that coming up near the end of this hour. But right now, let's go ahead and talk to Z in North Carolina. Z, you are on the air.
Alex, thank you for having me on. I'd like to, I know it sounds cliche, but I'd like to thank you for waking me up.
Thank you.
And yeah, and I, this all started about 6 months ago for me, and I'm going to tell you two quick stories and I'll let you hear what you have to say about them. But I heard you on Coast to Coast AM shortly after I read Michael Crichton's book, State of Fear. And, again, it was just like getting a bucket of cold water thrown on me. But
yeah, for those that don't know, Crichton's book is where a global group of bankers are staging environmental crises to bring in a world tax.
Yeah, it was something. And you know, when I picked up that book, I thought for sure Crichton was going to be pro-global warming. And I remember just being, well, anyway, I don't have to say any more about that. But one thing that happened to me about 2 months before that is I went through the airport and I had a pocket knife. And I gave it up. I realized I still had it, and I just gave it to the lady working at the security. And I said, yeah, I forgot to leave this at home. And she gave it to her supervisor, and she didn't even tell him that I just, you know, willfully gave it up. And he was going to put me on a list. He's like, we need to put you on a list because this blade is more than 3 inches long. And I said, now, hold on. I bought this at Home Depot, you know. I just carry a pocket knife. And I talked to two supervisors, and they eventually let me go. But it reminded me of Rahm Emanuel saying, you know, we're going to use lists to know who's, you know, not going to be able to buy guns. And that's the one story I was going to tell you.
England's already made it 8 million. It's 1 million here a few months ago. 25,000 are added every month. And they said taking a photo in an airport, having a misdemeanor, you're basically going to be on a no-fly list. But that's going to be, under Homeland Security, a no-buy list. Just like now, if you ever bounced a check or have an outstanding bill, even if you have a check or even if you have a credit card and it shows it's working, they swipe your driver's license now at many stores, and then they say, oh, you can't buy anything now because of this. This is what they're going to do. Go ahead.
Absolutely. Absolutely. One more thing. You know, I'm a physician in North Carolina, and we just computerized our hospital, and you know, the nursing staff is asking patients, just like you said, the questions when they check these patients in. They go through a detailed questionnaire, and the questions have got increasingly bizarre.
Do you have firearms? Do you have enough money? Your husband being mean to you? And it all goes into a federal...
Like you said, yes. Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much for having me on.
Well, no, hold on. Tell folks, since you're a physician in a hospital, what they're doing. This is a federal snooping arm. You're basically in a star chamber. Your wife's sitting there pregnant. They've got a computer. It's going into the local health department that's federalized. And then they'll ask the husband to leave now and then say, is everything okay at home? And again, then you wonder why they kidnap your kids. But go ahead.
Alex, they ask all the questions without any family there. You're absolutely right. They ask, all these questions before the family is allowed to come back most of the time. And, yes, they ask. And in fact, it was just after I heard your show when you were talking about this that I just happened to be in there because, honestly, I'm not usually in the room when they do this because the nursing staff does it. And I heard these series of questions, and they struck me as very odd. And I was like, oh, geez, that's just what Alex was saying, you know, 3 days ago. And I said, my goodness, you know, I mean, and again, this just all got computerized, and it's going into a database. And anyway, it was very unsettling. And
but see, this is a perfect example.
Yeah.
You're a physician. You're not aware of it. It's only compartmentalized, and it's only one group of nurses that are specially sent to off-site training under the human resources, under the welfare clause.
They did. They went to training for 2 months. Yes, they did.
But see, you watch the nurses, and I've cornered them, and I have discussions with them, and I go, I know about your training. But I usually do this as we're checking out, leaving the hospital, because I know they'll, you know, try to, you know, claim I'm a terrorist or something for even knowing this. I'm serious, folks. I'm not joking about any of this. And they're on a personal power trip. You watch the nurses. Hey, hon, can we take this file downstairs? And they're looking at you. It's this secret police. And I'm like, oh, sure. And I wink at my wife because, you know, I knew about it. We had our first child, six and a half years ago. And I wink and I even play along with the petty power trip because I'm deciding to use a hospital because it's overall safer. I know we'll probably be driven into our house soon to have children if we have anymore because it's gotten so Orwellian, but we're just, you know, just under the radar with their operatives, let them feel powerful. We're fully aware of their intel operation. And, I wink and go downstairs, bring the file. It's all set up and scripted. And then before I'm leaving, I walk in, see the same nurse, and I go, I just want you to know I know about all the training and how they got you on a power trip and how you even get side money when you make stuff up about people. And I said, what you're doing is evil, and you're going to go to hell for it. And she's like, how do you know this information? But see, this is the level that we have entered, and the public has no idea. It's like when I tell people 12 years ago, because I had government documents, that blood is taken from all babies at birth. It's not for a blood test. It's sent to the health department. They can do the blood test there. It's put in a international human genome eugenics database. Now, that was in the Austin American Statesman Sunday, and it's in the car. I need to bring it in here. But the point is that, folks, I'm not making any of this up. There's no exaggeration, nothing. I make occasional mistakes, but generally I underestimate how bad things are, but I'm glad. So let me guess, you were wondering if I was for real, and then now you've been having experiences that are exactly what I said?
If I could say one more thing, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
You know, they stare at the computer while they take this information down, and, you know, when I go up and see patients in their rooms, you know, when I talk about serious things with them, their eyes are always, they can't get away from the TV. The TV in the room is always on.
Stay there. Oh, no. They're in a dream state, scientific fact. Stay there, doctor. I want to hear more from you when we get back.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The AcolaBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call AcolaBlue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit AcolaBlue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Way up north.
All right, we're back live. I want to get into the Chesterfield Mall is watching you. Now, the Riverfront Times, I have a CNN clip. We're going to analyze it because it is pure propaganda where they try to acclimate. You know, I was watching TV last night, and everything was acclimating people for trips on the streets, how much fun it is to be tasered. They were laughing on CNN about the don't taser me, bro clip. Just all, and people are in a subconscious mode being acclimated and accepting all this horrible stuff. Thousands of studies about video games, violence on TV. All of this acclimates you, and so a large portion of the public, they do nothing but watch television. They don't talk to their husbands and wives or children. They just stare at the screen. They're in a mesmerized state. And you're saying, doctor, that when you're talking to patients about serious stuff, and that's because it is serious, the disassociation engages and they turn to their mommy, the glowing TV, and aren't really listening to you. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. And it's not just, I mean, you know, I do lengthy interviews at times with patients, and it is astounding to me. And you know, honestly, Alex, it was always there to a degree, and it wasn't until I started listening to you that I truly realized just how significant it was. I mean, you can't get them to stay on task with you. In fact, I've trained myself to completely, I mean, I don't watch TV anymore since I've started listening to you, but yeah, I've trained myself to completely block it out.
Well, that's
why I used to, yes, I used to hear it over my shoulder, you know what I mean? And was pulled into it. Now I've just trained myself, you know, to just not, you know, just to completely ignore it. But yeah, it's almost impossible for them.
And that's why we use films to extricate people from the matrix. It, you know, I mean, television itself and the flicker rate and everything is a very dangerous medium, but we use it in, it's like the red pill. You know, they're in their little mind control tank, and we give them the DVD. It's the red pill, and we go, okay, it's your choice if you want to see this. And then they get upset at first. They're like, whoa, I'm in a matrix. You know, I'm in this control grid, you know, literally being programmed because, I mean, it's a digital interface. Your eyes are brain stems that, you know, grow out during the embryonic development. You're staring at a television. You're interfacing with it. And then you go into a subconscious mode, and no matter how aware you are consciously, you're being programmed, and none of us are above it. And so, you know, I tell people digital media, video is very dangerous. It's only red pills. You know, I tell people stop watching television. Just give red pills to mind slaves. And literally, we're giving people red pills. When the Obama deception ships out, that's like giant crates of red pills. And it's up to you guys to go, okay, do you want the red pill? Because this is the red pill, and this is going to change your life. And doctor, it's good to hear from you. Call back again. Okay, let's go ahead and start this little CNN clip right now, and then I'm going to stop it and analyze it as it goes. Here it is.
It talks, flashes colors, and must shop sales across the screen, all in an attempt to catch your eye.
When they tend to look, you know, look at the screen, and it's about 8 to 10 seconds.
But now in Chesterfield, the ads are looking right back at you. The Chesterfield Mall is one of three in the country testing out a new software from a company called True Media. It works by putting a small camera inside the digital ad.
It has facial recognition, so it takes the middle part of your face and kind of the bone structure, the eyes, nose, and mouth, that area,
and it analyzes it, giving advertisers valuable information about who's watching their ads.
The cameras will be able to tell how many people walk by the ads, how many people stop to look, and to some degree, they may be able to determine the age, sex, and ethnicity of the shopper.
True Media has already developed technology to use that information to cater the ads to a specific shopper. But the ad company, AdSpace, says that's not the goal.
It's just not practical for us to tailor it to a given person looking at the screen because there are a lot of them. And we...
of your digital photo. And they are integrating it with that and tracking and tracing you. So we'll finish up with this when we start the fourth hour, then your phone calls and a ton of news, including taking your baby's blood for DNA databases.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
That's right, we're a giant red pill factory unlocking people's minds so they can see the full horror of the matrix that we're all being deeply inserted into for themselves. Read all the government documents, the psych warfare. It's very sophisticated, very dangerous, and it ensnares those that designed it as well. None of us are immune. And those of you that serve this evil are being destroyed by the blowback of the devastating weapons you're using against society. You know it, and I know it. We all know it. I told people 12 years ago that they were taking blood from all Americans and anyone in the Western world at birth for a eugenics grand database, had all the government documents. Austin American statesman, Texans unknowingly donate children's blood to research. Medical privacy advocates, ethicists say parents should be asked for consent before newborn screening samples are kept. What do you think the Austin police chief's doing where he says he's going to take your blood for misdemeanors? They don't ask for babies. They're not going to ask for you. And this goes into a eugenics database. Here's one out of United Press International. Texans using infant blood for research. You're only hearing about this here in Texas because I've been putting it out every week on the radio here and pointing out the University of Texas at San Antonio is the grand database for all the United States. It's under UN control, under UNESCO, and the major eugenics operations. All right, finishing up with this CNN piece we're analyzing. Notice they say, yeah, we can identify who you are, but we're not doing that right now. But we do know your age and race and things like that and what you're wearing, and we tailor ads to you. Oh, it sees, oh, that's a black guy, looks like about 45, the computer knows. It's the Defense Department. This is already on the street corners, too. They're just letting you know through the shopping. They also have a lot of clothes places. You go in now, and it scans your body for the best fit for customs clothes. That's given to the feds. When you go in the airport screeners now, 200-plus airports have got a body scanner, scans your naked body. That gives them a biometric 360 for look-down surveillance blimps and satellites so they can, even through fog or clouds with infrared, get your biometric walk from above with 100% accuracy. The U.S. is already under full spectral domination with that. That's the secret weapon that a few months ago Bob Woodward was writing about they're using in Iraq. And so they use the driver's license digital photo that the feds set up under federalization in 93 to interface it with the face scanners. So I told you when you saw Minority Report, that's what they're really doing. And this is all fact. I keep trying to warn people this is a scientific murder grid. This is all a Pentagon control grid. And once they get it in place, they're going to have controlled bioweapons releases and kill the majority of us, according to their own admissions. And just when you're dying, at least know they did it, okay? When your whole town's flopping around, vomiting their guts out, you know, crapping their guts out, just remember I tried to warn you. Okay, let's go ahead and finish the clip. Here it is.
And to some degree, they may be able to determine the age, sex, and ethnicity of the shopper.
True Media has already developed technology to use that information to cater the ads to a specific shopper. But the ad company, AdSpace, says that's not the goal.
It's just not practical for us to tailor it to a given person looking at the screen because there are a lot of them. And we wouldn't really be able to decide who to tailor it to.
Still, some shoppers say the technology is too 1984. They don't want Big Brother knowing when and where they shop.
Well, we've actually had people who talk about it being the movie Collateral, Tom Cruise, you know, when he walked in the store and they addressed him by name. It's nowhere near that because what we are doing is anonymously.
This is only the beginning. Plan on seeing these ads pop up at malls across the country.
All right, total propaganda, and again, by they want to kill you, that's the eugenicists, the globalists, not these little mindless front companies. Most of them are compartmentalized, just like that doctor, you know, right there while they're putting everything in the federal database, spying on your family when you're at the hospital. Now, we have to protest this, we have to say no. I mean, I remember when HEB was putting thumb scanners in Houston, it was on the news. It's not a thumbprint, it's a group of numbers. Well, yeah, they turned the thumbprint into a group of numbers, so they can transmit it and control it and check the database, but it's reconfigured in that digital algorithm of the thumbprint to buy and sell. So they play a lot of games with this. Oh, don't worry. We're not tracking you with this. We're just face scanning you. Everything's fine. We love you. Please, thumbprint to buy and sell. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in the three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of sinus and allergy sufferers? Is your nose stuffed up? Do you experience sinus headaches, allergy symptoms, infections, or post-nasal drip? Does your treatment improve your body's disease-fighting function, or are you simply treating the symptoms? The Sinu Plus Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation System effectively cleanses your sinuses and upper airwaves of all fungi, bacteria, and pathogens, and clears your sinuses gently and pleasantly. Recommended by leading physicians and healthcare professionals for sinus and allergy symptoms, the Sinu Pulse Elite Advanced Sinus Irrigation Relaxation System is a natural, very gentle, and soothing drug-free device to relieve symptoms caused by sinus infections, allergies, and the common cold, including postnasal drip, cough, congestion, sinus headaches, and irritated nasal passages. Sinupulse is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
From the film They Live, ladies and gentlemen, I want to play a little bit of a clip of this for folks. When he puts on the sunglasses, you can use any analogy you want. Put the sunglasses on, get a glimpse into the real world, not the propaganda system, or take the red pill and wake up. That's what this is all about. Here it is. If you get a headache wearing the glasses, it's painful to learn the truth. And when he puts the glasses on, it gives him the messages of the New World Order. I don't really agree with John Carpenter's messages. He's claiming that the globalists want us to marry and reproduce. They actually don't want that. But back when people were the main commodity of slaves, some of the elites did want that. He looks at a men's apparel sign, and it says consume. You can just Google They Live. He sees the signs: conform, consume, watch TV. They live, we sleep. But for how long? Again, this isn't very inducive for radio to be showing this video to FirstPlanet.tv. Burmese actually has an DVD. Later I'll play a clip of the preacher in there. Up on top of us, perched to top us, is the evil. The police come up and start SWAT teaming him or beating him. We'll also show a clip. It says, obey, stay asleep, obey, when he opens up the magazine. I want to show that clip where they're breaking in on the TV transmission. And they're like, get that guy over there. I'm sick of him. Mommy, it hurts. Making their heads hurt. And that's what we're doing right now. I mean, do you realize what you're tuning into? Do you realize how serious all of this is? That the elite don't want to kill me because it would bring too much attention on the information we've brought forward here? People keep asking, why are you still alive? Why are you still alive? Well, they've attacked me and physically and gone after me. Done a lot of other stuff to try to demonize me, discredit me. But the information's true, so it doesn't matter because it's not about Alex Jones. Let's go ahead and go to Ted Anderson for a few minutes, and I'm going right to your calls. I know Collie and Carrie and Nick and Marty and Steve and others have been patiently holding, and we're going to get to you in just a moment. But I wanted to bring up Ted Anderson here for just a few minutes. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. Gold shot up over 1,000. It went back down. $10 went back up again. The stock market's plunging as we speak, and Ted Anderson's the owner of the GCN Radio Network. He also owns Midas Resources. He's been a gold and silver trader for 30 years. Midas has been around, I think, 14. And they're just fabulous folks. These were my first big sponsor when I first got syndicated. And then they took over the little network I was on. They bought it or bought some of the equipment and set one up themselves. And Ted's just a great guy. And I happen to know the gold and silver business now after all these years, after almost 14 years dealing with it and 12-plus years dealing with Ted. I guess 13 with Ted, even when he was just a sponsor. He bought gold and silver when gold was under $100, less than it is now per ounce, and silver when it was $5, less than it is an ounce right now, and he still has the very tail end of some of that. A few of the other things he ran out of, he did get some more of those sovereigns and things, and they only went up a little bit. Because he already had a position earlier when it was still lower, but it's not, the deal that we had last week. So just briefly, Ted, explain exactly what you've got to offer the folks today.
Yeah, okay. I mean, we do have the Franks at 223, which is only, 221 last Friday. So I was able to hold it to just a couple of dollars increase. And the British Sovereign, we just got high enough so I could offer my next position, which are at 279. And they were just, they were just a little bit lower than that before. It's a big battle in the gold and silver business right now. The futures market, the sellers, the short sellers are trying to push the gold down low. The buyers, the long buyers are trying to push the gold up. The buyers right now are winning over the sellers. I mean, Alex, I thought I was going to have an opportunity here to buy a fairly good position because we hit about 974 today. And I was able to get a few things that didn't stay down there long enough. Now it's up $2.30 from the open at 996.50, and it has been as high as 999.10. I can tell you right now, I'm hoping that the central banks will come in here and push a little harder on the downside because they're trying to protect their precious fiat currency. But they're losing the battle. I mean, I look at every one of these opportunities when they're manipulating the marketplace down. I'm like trying to buy as much as I can because I know it's just going to bounce back again. And I didn't hardly even have a shot at it this time. It went so fast. But yeah, you're right. I mean, the things that I have right now are the British Sovereign, the Franks. I was able to pick up a few more $20 gold pieces. I have a really good buy on those right now, but small quantity. The best thing that I have right now, because it's the same price as it was last Friday, is the Walking Liberty halves at 869, and the dimes right now at $1.59. Silver did not take the drop like gold did.
So what you have at last week's insane prices is the silver, that the silver half dollars and the dimes, the best deal out there, folks. Ted bought this at the 950 level and it went up to almost 15, and it's still right there. So you cannot beat the deal on the silver. How long till that silver runs out, Ted?
Well, you know, the supplies are definitely getting short. I mean, I picked up, I can't remember, 20, 25 bags. Mona would be able to tell me. I mean, it was a pretty good position. But right now we're sitting here at 1466 on the silver on today's peak, currently trading right now at 1450. That's almost a 50% increase up from that $9 to $10 range where it was.
What other investment? I had a TV crew here asking me, Alex, why do you say invest in gold? And I said, why? 5 years ago, it was at $280 an ounce, and now it's at $1,000. Why? Well, what else is performing like this? I mean, you know, I'm not saying telling folks when to hold it or when to sell it, but, you know, we've been proven right all along. The globalists can manipulate it sometimes for a while, but it's still, you look at the graph, it's going straight up.
Well, here's one for you, Alex. I mean, if you put $100,000 into the Dow Jones Industrial Average in September of last year, right now it'd be worth $64,043. If you put $100,000 into gold September last year, your position now would be worth $134,297.16. Which one do you think is better?
A $34,000 profit or a $35,000-plus loss? I don't know. I think I'll be in the stock market, Ted.
Yeah. Well,
I think I want to lose. I think I want to lose 35% in a few months. I think you may be with Al-Qaeda, sure.
Well, we're right now at 72.44.13 on the Dow. It's down 121 points. And I happen to think that Bob Chapman might be right on this one because he's been right for the last, 20 years? Right now, he's looking for that Dow to drop below 7,000 and even break through the $6,000 range.
Yeah. He said in late February or early March it would drop below 7,000. He said that back during the bailout 5 months ago. This guy's incredible. That's why he's so successful. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. Ted's going to hold this deal until tonight. Ted, what's the position on the gold you've got? Is that it?
That's just the price wise. I mean, I can't remember what the spot was.
I mean, you're pricing it at what, 880, 890 an ounce?
Yeah, right. Exactly. I keep on buying positions on the dip, and that's about the price range that stuff was in at that time. I have people call me up. Well, that's not spot. Nobody can buy coins at spot. But when it goes down, I can get the coins that are available in the marketplace at that time at a better price, and it's been bouncing back up again. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that you got to buy in
the dip. Look, Ted has got the best deals out there, period, because he buys when it's low and sells it to you at the low price when it goes up instead of what everybody else does, selling it at the high price when it goes up. 800-686-2237. And the brokers will be there until midnight Central Standard Time, 800-686-2237. Take advantage of this, and the silver deal is just too good to be true, but it is true. 800-686-2237. Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for having me up, Alex.
You bet. I'm going to take your calls now as quickly as possible. I've got a lot of other news and things I need to get to, but let's go to your calls. I appreciate you holding. Collie in Arkansas, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, what's up, Alex? Man, this is exciting right now. I just got to say, we're living in exciting times because, I mean, I'm really seeing the power slipping away from the power structure and back to the people. Like, I really see no way that they're going to be able to win this.
But you have to understand, they're like judo. They create the crisis. We lunge at them. They use our energy against us. So you need to understand here that, yes, it's an opportunity for us. It's also an opportunity for them. So it's very serious, but yes, we've got a fighting chance if people go absolutely ape.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I'm tired of being scared. You know, I'm tired of having people with their head in the sand. You know, I mean, I think we got a fighting chance here because, you know, with the implosion, you know, they're creating, like you always say, problem, reaction, solution. They're creating the problem. If everyone can find out where the problem is coming from, we can deny the solution. You know, that seems to be the key to it.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, they are the criminals that did this. It's on record. Why are they posing as the saviors, saying, give us more power, give us more control?
Exactly. And something else that encouraged me, I was watching Glenn Beck the other day, and he had a CIA guy and a military guy on. They were kind of wargaming what would happen in the U.S., you know, if civil unrest happened and, you know, they were talking about all that. But basically, Glenn Beck kind of asked the CIA guy, you know, well, how do you keep the Bubba effect from happening and how do you keep, you know, the control with the government? And he said, I'm not really, you know, for the government, but how would the government do that? And the CIA guy kind of was just like, well, you just let it happen. And it was kind of a weird moment. Glenn was like, I have what? Really? What? Are you just
yeah,
playing?
You know what? I saw that clip. What's the name of it on YouTube? Glenn Beck talks about collapse of U.S. We had it up on Infowars.com. Yeah, oh, yeah, because the CIA guys are losing all their pension funds, too. And they're going, hey, do we really want to be part of this? We'll be right back.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You listen to our show.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me.
How's this for the Bubba effect?
I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
We make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too.
And our own smoke, too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
We're going to win, all of us together. Yeah.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Boys raised on
shotguns. That's right, my friends.
We say, ma'am, if you ain't into that, we don't give a damn.
We are back live. Let's go straight to your phone calls.
From the West Virginia coal mines
and the Rocky Mountains and the Western skies. We could skin a buck. All right, let's. Carrie just hung up. They were next. Nick in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome. Good, sir.
I'd just like to talk about recently Obama came to Canada back on the 19th on Friday, I think it was, anyway. Turn on the one main news channel here in CBC, one of them anyway, CBC, to an hour-long special all about Obama's visit to Canada. Had the kids, you know, telling the cameras how they didn't go to school because, you know, Obama and he's cool and all that. And I just wanted to mention one quote, if I could, from the Toronto Star. You can Google it. I'll bear with me 1 second.
What, he's our savior or something?
Oh, no, not exactly. The newscaster Mansbridge asked him, what is your sense of the country about Canada? And Obama replied eventually, quote, I think Canada has shown itself to be a pretty good manager of the financial system in the economy in ways that we haven't always seen here in the United States. And I think that's important for us to take note of, that it's possible for us to have a vibrant banking sector, for example, without taking some of the wild risks that have resulted in so much trouble on Wall Street. And I think that's just important because you always say Canada is kind of deeper into the New World Order, like we're more asleep, one main channel, that sort of thing. I'd like your point on that.
Well, I mean, he's also always implying he's going to stop the reckless stuff on Wall Street when he was put in power by these people. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, Nick. Marty in Minnesota, you're on the air, sir.
Hello?
Yes, Marty.
Hey, yeah, Alex, I've been wanting to call you for a long time. I'm 50 years old. I'm really impressed with you, by the way, for being 35 and knowing what you know. I was a what you call a conservative Republican for many years, and I've been listening nowadays, and it's getting completely out of hand, where on the news you can't get anything from them that isn't skewed towards liberal politics, Democrat politics, and they like make it into a sport where it's the Democrats against the Republicans, and I watch this, and it spreads throughout the community to where it's like you see pink elephants if you want to denounce the Obama. What they don't understand is that a lot of us ex-conservatives during Bush, we're against him. We're also against Obama. And it's like going back to when they were talking about the Vietnam War during Nixon and they were slamming Nixon. Right now I listen to Alan Keyes and then I listen to Keith Olbermann and his legal person telling him that they're going to have to start prosecuting people for incitement for going against Obama. And they're going to make it completely against the law.
That's right. You know, they're saying you can't criticize Obama. It's your fault the economy's plunging. We've all got to do whatever he says and the bankers will fix it.
This is outrageous. It's completely, it's they've been so... People have been so tuned
to... Marty, why did you destroy the economy? Why are you holding back Obama? He can only save you if you do whatever they say. Turn in your firearms.
Well, when I listen to these news broadcasters, they're like it's a football game and their side's the Democrats and the Republicans are sour grapes. It's ridiculous.
Republicans are on the team, too, see?
I know. I understand that completely, that we need to start a whole new system, practically, based on our old Constitution. But they still think we're just sour grape Republicans, even though we were against Bush at the end.
Hold on. We went to break and let you keep going over.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
Coming up, I'm going to play a little clip of They Live, another parable to the red pill. And we've got several Glenn Beck clips where he's talking about martial law, police state, how does the government control the Bubbas. Now remember, Glenn Beck did these series of programs a year ago when Ron Paul looked like he could win the Republican nomination. He said, we need to use the military against these Ron Paul people. They're dangerous. They're bad. And on and on and on. Now, though, they realize the whole public's waking up to him, so he's on Fox. And it's like Alex Jones has a TV show, but still he says, oh, what do we do about the Bubbas? And then the CIA guys, including Mr. Bear, we've interviewed here, say, oh, you know, maybe we should just let the Bubba effect take place. Look, the foreign banks are taking over this country. There's a lot of people in the system. Suddenly we have Zygmunt Brzezinski coming out and saying, I'm afraid the public's going to revolt against the bankers and arrest people as if he's not with them. And we see that from Beck and the rest of them. I think there's a lot of different scenarios here, but they're acting like they're scared and they realize that Obama isn't going to work. It's not, the con job's not going to work. And they've gone too far. They're destroying the economy by design to bring in the New World Order. They've announced the New World Order. People aren't buying it. The awakening, I can't describe it. It's just exponential right now. And I'm talking to folks out here that go to parties and things with, you know, mainline dumbos, and they're all talking about the New World Order and the bankers and the government being evil and FEMA camps. It's out there. It's over for you. Now, it's over for you with the cat being out of the bag. The question is, will the public say no? Will we wake up the TV zombies that are still asleep? This is really Glenn Beck, in my opinion. He's shown himself to be extremely sneaky and globalist to try to co-opt the movement so he can, at key points, tell folks to stand down or whatever. I don't want the Bubba effect to go into play unless they're trying to put us on flat-back trucks to take us to FEMA camps, as the military is openly trying to do. Aren't I supposed to have another guest on right now? I totally forgot about that. The news reporter, you guys are booking so many guests. I've got my guest sheet here, and I just got caught up in this. Will you guys print me out? Will, and tell him we're calling him in 5 minutes, okay? John? Yeah, we got to give the folks the info for them to be able to get him on the show. Yeah, go ahead and call him. Let's go ahead right now, though. I'm not even going to comment on this in the propaganda. You can hear it for yourself. But this is how real what we talk about is getting, and that's why the establishment is having to put out clones of us. I've been offered national TV shows, but they wanted me to water down what I would do, not by Fox, by others. That's on record. And so they really know they can't beat us, they're going to join us, but try to put a spin on it. And I think Beck's doing that. Now, if Fox has gotten religion and isn't globalist, but we know they are with Rupert Murdoch, you know, so be it. But just watch this very carefully as we analyze it.
Guess you can get the situation anywhere. This is the war that possibly is coming to our shores. The war room. We are wargaming different scenarios. We are not predicting that these things will happen. We're asking, could they happen? What do we do if they happen? Here's our second scenario. Global civil unrest. Now the United States is no longer the world's policeman. Mexico has been taken over by narco gangs. Oil and gas pipelines have been targeted and destroyed. Tourism, non-existent due to safety concerns. Ukraine is the first European country to fail, Eastern European. Ireland is the first Western country to fail. 50 million people worldwide are unemployed. There are riots in the streets. Joining me now from Berkeley, California, is former CIA operative Bob Baer, one of the scariest dudes I know. And in Chicago is Department of Homeland Security's Red Cell Unit, Brad Thor, also author of many bestsellers.
Brad, let me start with you, because we're going to start with Mexico. There's breaking news that just came over the wire just the last couple of minutes. I believe you have that update.
I do. Otto Juarez, that their chief law enforcement officer there, has now resigned after one of his officers and a prison guard were killed over the last couple of days with notes threatening his family and everything. Glenn, this is what we talked about last time I was on with you, is that Mexico is this close to being a failed state, and it's going to be a narco state, and this is going to pose serious, as we discussed before, serious security concerns for the United States.
Right, and it will lead to, I believe it will play into at least the disenfranchisement and a possible uprising here in the United States with, God forbid, please, everybody, have a seat and relax just a little bit. Bob, on the world stage, what are you most concerned about if these things would come true? What happens to us as we have to retract back into ourselves because we can't afford to be the world's policeman? What concerns you? What does the world look like?
Well, here's a couple scenarios that are becoming very real, are becoming not just risks, but probability. Let's say we go into a prolonged depression. Price of oil falls to $5 or $6 a barrel. The Gulf states start going under one by one. Saudi Arabia depends on very expensive oil. So does Iran. Iran's got a population of 70 million. The people start to starve. They're out of money, a big army. They move into the Gulf and take it. We have a hostile regime in control of our resources. That is not that far away.
You know, we have, I know both of you gentlemen, we have talked over the years about Iran getting a nuke, and Benjamin Netanyahu is now the guy in charge, and he looked me in the eye and said, we have a right to survive. We have a right to live. And he was very clear with me that he would not allow Iran to get a nuke. They now have the material to make one. How much of a role does that play in what's coming?
Glenn,
I think it's huge, Glenn. I think it's going to be a big deal, especially if this crisis, and I have confidence in America, I don't think we're going to get wiped off the map as far as just having to remove ourselves from the world stage. But if that does happen, if we're wargaming that here, Israel, if your older brother is all of a sudden not at the playground with you one morning, your younger brother needs to step up and knock the biggest kid right in the teeth if he doesn't want to have problems. And I wouldn't begrudge Israel the right to do that for a second.
Bob?
Glenn, there's a pool at the Pentagon right now. I talked to a couple officers last couple days that what are the chances of a major war in the Middle East? And they're putting it 55% with Netanyahu's appointment today.
What does that do to us, Bobby? I mean, you know, Archduke Ferdinand was a guy that most people in America never even heard of. He was gunned down in the streets, and all of a sudden we were in World War I. The whole world was at war, and we were there with him.
I'll tell you the way it goes, Glenn. Netanyahu goes into Gaza, Gaza City. At the same time, there's rockets coming across the border from Lebanon. The Israelis are obligated to go into Damascus, hit Hamas headquarters there, hit Hezbollah. That will pull in Iran. There will be retaliation against Iran. Iran has a couple thousand rockets facing, again, this is my bias, but facing the oil facilities on the other side of the Gulf. And they have promised, and I truly believe they will, they'll fire the rockets at these oil facilities. And this will all occur within minutes. I mean, this is a risk. It's not a certainty. But this is the kind of considerations that are going on at the Pentagon today.
And this is one of the things that really woke me up. And it was after 9/11. I remember the first time I read it. It was Osama bin Laden. And he said, what I did to Russia, I will bring to the United States. And I thought, you arrogant SOB. You didn't bring down Russia. It was Reagan and the Pope and Thatcher. And indeed, he played a huge role. We all did. It was the perfect storm. And about 5 years ago, that's when I reread it again, I went, oh my gosh. That's what I'm most concerned about, is that there are so many of these things that could be huge. But also, that's tied into what would happen in the Middle East is also tied in to just running over Europe. Europe itself is teetering with Muslim extremists as well. How does the world stand without America standing there and being prepared to deal with it?
Glenn, you know, this is a very important point that you brought up. What happens with America Not There is exactly what happens when the teacher leaves the classroom. A lot of these people go wild, and I'm talking in particular in the Muslim world. And what you have in Western Europe in particular is they are no longer going to be able to be embarrassed that how we interact with them or how we think about them and how they deal with this threat over there. They're going to fold like a cheap wallet. They already are falling. We saw with Geert Wilders where they wouldn't let him in to speak, and he got invited to the House of Parliament there. So this is a big problem, and Bin Laden also said that his goal was to cripple us economically. So what
okay,
a great time
enough
to
of that. I don't have time to. There's even more. Look, it's all just a bunch of twisting. The United States has funded the drug war to go after cartels that aren't paying their cut. That's why Mexico is collapsing. The bankers, we told you this before. We told you when gas was, you know, oil was $147 a barrel, it was going to go down below 50, and it did, to cripple and cause insurrection rebellion worldwide. And this is World War III. This is the New World Order bringing in financial collapse against the U.S., against everybody. And they're busy telling you about the Muslim extremists they engineered back in the 80s are going to get us if the U.S. doesn't continue to be the policeman of the world. So the bottom line is invade the world or we're all dead. What the Rand Corporation said 3 months ago about how they need to start a giant world war. And this is it, folks. And, you know, it's just pathetic. I want to, and I apologize, we got him on late here. And we got behind here, Bill Petrosky, who writes for the Des Moines Register. And he's been reporting on some of the things going on there in Iowa dealing with the military drills. He wanted to talk to me. If you need to talk to me off air, sir, since we got you on late, that's fine, too. And also some of the things going on with the pension funds and things there in Iowa. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Good. Specifically, you wanted to talk to me.
I just wanted to ask you. Just I talk with people from the Iowa National Guard and folks from the city of Arcadia, and they told me that they'd received many calls of protest, and apparently a lot of the calls emanated from your readers. So I was interested. Since they specifically mentioned your name, I was interested in just kind of what your take was on the situation with Arcadia and what your concerns were about it.
Well, I appreciate you calling. Look, I've made three films back in the late 90s and in early 2000s about urban warfare drills and have video Marines and Army. You can just Google them, Police State 2000, Police State to the Takeover, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. And you don't have to believe Alex Jones is a reporter. Just watch the troops openly training with role players screaming, "I'm an American, please don't put me in a camp," and interrogating people and saying, "Where'd you get the firearms? Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco." This is clearly for the United States. And, you know, the Pentagon has announced that they're going to put 20,000 combat troops on the streets of America for civil insurrection. The Army War College has come out and said they're preparing to deal with the American people for insurrection. They said that 2 months ago. You can LexisNexis it or Google it. You know, they said they were going to do these door-to-door things, knock and ask if it's okay if they can look, practice setting up roadblocks, blocking off the town. And we got in press reports what I've seen in other drills from the NCO, Sergeant Mike Knotts, who would actually be running this. He said what we've always witnessed and what we know is true. Then I get Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapgood on last Friday. You can listen to that interview. Just Google it. It's all over the web. And, you know, Alex Jones, Lieutenant Colonel Greg Hapwood, Hapgood. And, you know, it was a different story. And then I predicted to my staff, I said, watch, they're going to claim it's canceled. Then they're going to claim it's scaled back, but they'll go ahead and do it. Because I've seen, I've been to too many of these. I mean, we've got video of Marines walking up with guns in Hebron, Maryland, saying, "Turn your cameras off," while they have the neighborhood kids running around looking for the gun owners in a drill, you know, in 1998. And so this has been, you know, this is when you hear black helicopter, this is citizens who've been under this. You know, we have links in our stories that we've written at prisonplanet.com to mainstream news, where people shot live video thinking in Virginia and places in Florida they were being invaded. And so this is part of acclimation for martial law, and it's now on record under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act and Presidential Decision Directive 51 and the new Pentagon directives to use regular Army troops under NORTHCOM against the American people.
And is it your feeling then that what is going to happen is that this economic recession is going to get so bad that there's going to be we're going to lose control that people are going to be rioting and that type of thing, and that the military will say that military force is needed against the people?
Yes, they've said that. They have said that they are preparing in the news, Defense Department memorandums that's been in the Washington Post. If you read it, basic total federalization. The governors will be dual-headed federal officers serving at the pleasure of the president. The Congress is ceremonial under PDD 51. They're not even allowed to see the full directive, but the cover sheet says for any emergency, you know, Congress is out of the mix. When Congress is co-equal to the presidency, and the Homeland Security Committee is not allowed to see that, so that's on record if you'd like to pull that up. And indeed, this crisis, you know how the IMF and World Bank have been caught over and over again, bringing down third world countries, staging riots, staging depressions to fully implode the economy so they can buy it up. Well, that's what's being done to the United States right now. And the big oil companies in concert with the central banks have lowered, and we predicted this, by the way, before it happened with Lindsey Williams, when it was $147 a barrel, as you heard me say earlier, that they would drop it down to below 50. It's now, what, 35? To bankrupt the world, to bring in this worldwide crisis, as the RAND Corporation has been writing about, to have something on the order of World War III to set up a Anglo-American world government, as Newsweek and Times said in the last month, with a new, this is a headline, Bank of the World to rule even the United States.
And it would be an Anglo-American world government?
Yes, run. Well, this is them saying this, sir. This is Time Magazine and Newsweek.
Okay.
And the Financial Times of London. You'll want to check the Financial Times of London article, and now for world government. And it's published by a Bilderberg Group member. And it says, yes, we kept world government secret from you for your own interest. Yes, it's real. And it's going to be authoritarian for your own good. And so everything I'm telling you is on record what they're planning to do right now. And they've got Brzezinski, Brzezinski and others on MSNBC hyping that all these riots and horrible things are going to happen. I hope that they don't. I hope that this can be averted, but they're using this as a pretext to set the precedent to occupy the United States with federal forces.
Sure. I understand what you're saying. Okay, well that's helpful. I just wanted to understand that. I know that they had really been deluged with that, and in fact I talked with the city clerk there in Arcadia, and she told me that she had 14 messages on her voicemail when she came to work this morning. And you're probably aware the people in Arcadia have said that they are not opposed to this.
I'm sure they, every person in Arcadia, all
443.
Okay, well, so you've talked to all 443, or did the colonel?
I talked with the mayor and the city clerk.
Well, most of these cities get money to do this. In fact, just Google Alex Jones interviews San Antonio police chief. They brought in bags of cash and tried to buy him off. And he said, this is bribery. Get out of there. It's video. That's going on. The people there, we've gotten calls from the town on and off air, people who are very upset, people in nearby areas who do not like it.
You have gotten calls from the town, from people
Sir, and let me be clear. I meant to give their
nearby.
Yes, I meant to give the number out on air last Friday. We didn't even give the number out to these people.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, I think I'm going to do that tomorrow because they're said they're upset about all these calls. I'm going to let them have about 3,000 or 4,000 calls if they don't like a few dozen.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate your time.
You bet. Hey, how's your 401k doing, bro?
To be honest with you, I'm in great shape, and I actually made money last year because I was not in the stock market.
Me neither. I was in gold. You know what? I've got a question for you because I saw something about pension funds.
The largest state pension fund.
Stay there.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flax. flax seed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks $20. Trigger finger gloves $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MAINEMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Well, if you're ready for beautiful, natural-looking, easy-to-apply nails, pre-colored in seven luscious hues, just...
Our impulses are being redirected. We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep.
Oh, goddamn hacker, that second damn night that asshole's cut in.
The movement was begun 8 months ago by a small group of scientists who discovered, quite by accident, the signals being sent through.
All right, that's it. That's not the clip I wanted to play exactly. Yeah, thanks, guys. Apologize for that, GD there. That's terrible. We wanted to play another clip from that movie. Apologize for that, but honest mistake. You know what? Going back in closing with the Des Moines Register, Bill Petrosky, sir, tell us separately about what's happening with the... with some of the pension funds there in Iowa right now.
I just posted a story this morning that the largest public employee pension fund in Iowa announced today that $339 million of its assets are frozen because of a federal investigation of a California-based investment management firm. So this it only represents about 2% of their assets, but certainly $339 million, that's nothing to sneeze at. The National Futures Association has suspended the trading capabilities of two individuals who are principals in this company, and the company is under investigation by the Commodities Futures Trading Commission and the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. And I've never seen anything like that happen with our state public employees pension fund. And the public employees pension fund here, it had about $22 billion in assets. As of last June, as of December 31, it was like $18.3 billion. So there's a lot of concern about something like that. And I guess the question that people here are wondering today is, did they run into somebody that was, a situation like Madoff or this one of these other types of situations? We really don't know, and I've put a call into this management firm for comment. I haven't heard
that. Oh, yeah. I mean, you've got all these Madoff-type guys running things. You know, he was the founder of the NASDAQ. And people are going to, I mean, I remember telling folks 10 years ago that was all Ponzi schemes when they got rid of the Glass-Steagall Act and was called a conspiracy theorist. And, right. You know, as NORTHCOM openly announced, we're going into basically federal control. Still, we're being told this, but I just hope good reporters out there you can get the word out. Sir, I'd like to talk to you, and the show's over in about 2 minutes. I'd like to just talk to you off air for a few minutes and see if you need any other questions answered. But fire out the Des Moines Register website if folks want to read your latest article.
Well, it's DesMoinesRegister.com.
Absolutely. And the headline of that news story?
It's IPERS, $339 million of assets frozen under federal probe.
Wow. Okay, I'm going to put you on hold. We'll come to you in 2 minutes. Okay, sir?
Sure.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling into the show or that we got in contact with you. Thank you for that information. Rebroadcast starts in about a minute and a half, and we had Webster Tarpley on. We had the fellow who got detained, and the Secret Service came for his anti-Obama sign. This one right here. He sent it to us, copy of it. And a lot of other key information. Really important show today, so please listen to the retransmission at Infowars.com and the re-airing on the AM and FM dial. I want to tell you at the end of the show, don't forget the ObamaDeception.net. Start shipping March 15th. Get your pre-order in today if you want to get it first. Those will go out first, the ObamaDeception.net or Infowars.com. That also funds the operation. And don't forget another great sponsor, SurvivalSeedBank.com. In a real crisis, having non-hybrid seeds means having the ability to grow an endless supply of nutrient-dense food to feed your loved ones. There have been times in American history, pilgrims, for example, when seeds had the highest value of any bartered item, even silver or gold. There's a war on against non-hybrid seeds waged by the global elite who want to control us by controlling the food supply. Governments are hoarding seeds all over the planet. Check out SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com for the best non-hybrid, non-GMO seeds out there. 877-327-0365 is also the toll-free number. 877-327-0365 or SurvivalSeedBank.com. Retransmission starts now at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and on the growing list of fine AM and FMs across the country. I want to thank all the new stations turning us on. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.